The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're gonna hear about it.
We're moving in lock, stock, and barrel. And I dare you to keep me out!
You wanna live here? You respect the rules of our house.
You're grounded!
You think I almost split the profits on the man's ear with you.
Bro!
Man's ear! Bro! How dare you stop short with my wife? Ass man!
Stop laughing. It's not fun.
You want a piece of me? You got it!
Yeah! Shiny and sparkly and splendidly bright. Here one day, gone one night. Gone too soon.
Damn it.
Oh, God. Oh, I love Jerry Stiller. Loved him, loved him, loved him. He lived a good long life, too. Was he 92 years old?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I don't know. Seems like it'll be a celebration.
Celebration of life?
A celebration of life. What did he ever do that ever upset anyone? It seems to me he was just one endless string of laughs.
I didn't even realize that he was in The King of Queens. Is that what that show was?
Yeah. I forget about that. Did anybody watch that?
Robin Roberts did.
Occasionally. He kind of played the same type of character, the overbearing father.
If Robin Roberts watched it, I can't believe I would think it's funny. I don't know why.
Does that say something about a person when they reference the King of Queens before the Seinfeld role?
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
To me, that's just nuts.
Yeah. Hi, Trudy.
Hi, how are you guys?
Great.
Let's see what Mike is Trudy on today.
Poor Trudy.
I'm on mic number 3.
I don't understand. What's the problem? I mean, if iHeart, what do you think iHeart would have?
I think it's iHeart's computer is what I think it is, personally.
But wouldn't you think iHeart's computer wouldn't...
They need to fix their stuff.
Yeah, come on, iHeart.
I think that computer is in a studio that probably doesn't get much usage, so they don't really care about it.
No, I use it every single day.
It's the redheaded stepchild, WLLZ.
Yeah, exactly.
True. No, not in the Wheel studio. This is an aux studio, an auxiliary studio. But.
Exactly.
Well, if Wheel's personnel is using the equipment, it can't be that good. Because it is the redheaded step show. Seems to.
Well, maybe.
I mean, that makes me root for WLZ, because maybe they're an underdog everywhere.
If you think that's bad, you should hear the fan's auxiliary mic computer. That one's atrocious.
The fan? The fan?
Isn't that the AM station there?
I'm imagining what it sounds like. I have no idea.
Well, you've been there. You see how small that... I've seen that room. It's very tiny.
I know.
This studio, this basement, much bigger than the fan.
The
studio.
Poor fan. I mean,
I know.
Honestly.
It used to be a powerhouse, too. Take me back. Take me back.
I never really ever hear or see anybody go in and out of there, so I didn't...
I know. That's why the computer in there sucks. No one wants to go in or out because the computer sucks.
You don't see Eli, Denny, and Bob going in there?
No. No, but what time of day?
They're on 2 hours a week on the fan.
They are.
But they don't ever go in
you
there.
You don't see Brandon going in there delivering the audio on reels?
No, but that must be the 2 hours of the week I'm not here, because that's just about right.
Probably. I would think so.
By the way, the Mega Man. I can't believe he came up the other day. Someone sent me something today where Detroit Sports Rag had revealed this ugly exchange between Larry Sorensen and Mega Man.
Yeah.
And Mega Man really shows his ass.
And the subject of it all was
gayness.
Michael Sam.
Yes. Which the Mega Man was seemed to be angry that Michael Sam was gay.
Yeah. I guess. He just doesn't want his son to be gay.
No, and he kind of suggested that the father must be doing something weird if the son is gay.
Yes. Yeah.
And Larry Sorensen popped into the fray because Larry Sorensen has a daughter that's gay, and he's very proud of her. But
press again.
I just could not imagine the Mega Man, take me back, that he could be, I don't know, I mean, I guess the black community, I don't know, we throw it there.
He did well. I don't. Why did he flame out? Do we know why he flamed out?
Mega Man?
Yeah.
Because he wasn't that good.
Oh.
That's my
but I thought
feeling.
He got great ratings for a while.
I think he had a great name.
Huh.
I heard he's the flamer.
Really think he was kind of... I don't know.
What's wrong? Is you gay or something?
I mean, my one example of him is so outstanding. Take me back!
The Mega Dome.
What is he doing now?
I don't know.
Does anyone know who we're talking
about? I know what he's
doing.
I know what he's not doing. He's not being gay anywhere.
I want to say I looked him up because Marcus, my neighbor Marcus, was talking about him and asking me where he was. And I wanted to say that he was on a station somewhere else. I just can't remember where.
He's doing some form of broadcasting, but I'm not sure it's being heard by a lot of people.
There's got to be people that were to the fan that know.
I would think so. He's from Michigan. He went to Michigan State, didn't he? Yeah. Uh-huh. So he's
maybe Rico knows.
Got some local connections. Let's see. Can I?
That was really loud.
What is that?
The Mega Man theme. Well, not his theme, but the theme for Mega Man.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I used to play the shit out of this game. I assume you did too, Brandon.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see if I can find this thing. This is really... I was just stunned reading this.
It was good reading. And thankfully, it all came out on Facebook. That's what's fun about it. You know what, Drew? I printed it out. Let me find it.
Okay.
Probably save you some time. And look at that. Here it is. Right out of the circular file on the ground.
Former WDFN personalities have ugly exchange.
There you go.
Okay. So I'm like the 20th anniversary of the debut of the All Sports Talk radio format in Detroit. This is back in 2014 on Detroit Sports Rag. To commemorate the occasion, former staffers of WDFN will be having a party. Hopefully original on-air members Larry Sorensen and Ike Mega Man Griffin won't both be attending this shindig because based on the Facebook exchange they just had, things could get ugly. Sorensen's a former Major League Baseball pitcher.
We had a great interview with him not that long ago.
We did. Who co-hosted
the morning show,
the morning program with Butch Stearns? Well, Griffin welcomed listener into his mega terror dome in the evening.
Oh, it's a mega terror dome. I'm sorry. I thought it was just the mega dome.
Okay. Yesterday, Griffin posted the following on his Facebook page regarding Missouri All-American defensive lineman Michael Sam's decision to announce he was gay and Sam's father's reaction. Ike. Michael Sam told the New York Times he received the news last Tuesday when his son wrote in a text, "Dad, I'm gay." Sam's father took the news hard. He said he was eating at a Denny's restaurant but had to leave after receiving a text. "I couldn't eat no more, so I went to Applebee's to have drinks. I don't want my grandkids raised in that kind of environment." Ike, wow, a real answer. "No father would be proud to have a gay son." Sam Sr. described himself as old school. "Did you read that? Old school, not this new school shit."
Jeez.
Ike Griffin, "He'll come around, just not today." Larry Sorensen, "Mega, just be quiet if you choose to be ignorant." Ike, "Larry, relax. You must have no knowledge on being gay."
Throwing that out there.
I think we do. We have Dunning-Kruger going on here.
What did he say? What was that quote exactly?
Oh wait, "Larry, relax. You must have knowledge on being gay."
Yeah.
"You are correct. I'm ignorant to that. My opinion doesn't count in this case. It's between father and son. If you are a guy, that's okay with me, Larry. Everyone needs love. But I can post where the father really felt when he heard the news. His son is gay." Larry, "Ike, I don't care to expose your ignorance in public. If you want to post your email, I will contact you privately." "Really, you are calling me gay? Best you got? Engaged for the second marriage after 24 years?
Whoa! Now the gloves are off.
Well, that's a wiener that's really operating.
Say, was that? Oh, I don't want
inside women.
I'm not going to get in the position of defending Mega Man. But is that really what he was saying? Though he was just saying that the dad was surprised. I mean, obviously he doesn't want his son to be gay.
So the dad sounded upset.
Yeah.
To be honest. But I'm surprised Larry would feel that first of all, being married doesn't mean you're not gay. He could be on the down low.
Oh, well.
I don't think Larry Sorensen's on the down low, but I'm just saying he could be.
It's really deep.
"But you can tell us how a father really feels when he hears the news his son is gay? That proclaims you have a gay son?" "Yes." Larry Sorensen, "I do have a gay child, a social worker in a major city."
Who is a lesbian?
Do you think Mega Man has any problem with lesbians? Or is it just gay guys?
I don't know. It's a good question. Wait, let's see. Where is the next page?
Why are you having so much trouble reading paper?
Because it's printed on both sides.
It's printed on both sides.
"In a major city, working on a master's in social work while working as a social worker in the inner city, helping predominantly African-American battered and abused women to get their lives back together." Boy, this is really an in-your-face kind of thing. You can't say much about this now. get them to schools, helping with daycare. Does it matter if my son or daughter is gay? Both of whom you know, I'm a proud father of both my children. The other of whom is in his second year of law school. Ooh, law school.
There's a lot of ooing going on here.
Maybe Larry could use his help. Maybe retroactively. All right, has a job with a major international firm. So am I proud of the lawyer or the child that has saved lives, both literally and figuratively? Answer,
no, Larry.
I love my children with all my heart and support everything both of them do. Repeat, if you don't know what you're talking about, do not feel compelled to say anything. To paraphrase, if people think you're ignorant, remain silent rather than open your mouth and remove all doubt. Hmm. And just for the heck of it, it is Larry with one R. You got it right one out of three times, even though it was written in the line correctly in the line ahead of your ridiculous accusation. Maybe you're just working on your legalized pot campaign, which I don't necessarily disagree with, but one for three only works in baseball. Big boy. Big boy. You say, did he call Ike Griffin a big boy?
Oh, yeah, you can't use that word.
Ike Griffin. All I can say that, Larry, is your son had to learn it somewhere. That's too bad your son is gay. My son is a handsome graduate working and living in Dallas. He was raised all boy. Now he's all man.
Sorry, I take back. He does not want anybody to be gay.
He never saw his dad do anything to give him that impression.
Yeah, right.
Anyone who talks about how married they are usually on the down lows, guys.
The down lows.
How do you raise a gay son? He had to see it in the bedroom.
Oh, boy, Mega Man.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Maybe when you were drunk and getting fired from all your jobs, you had a drunken stupor and your son Jesus. Saw you. I don't know, but when you're an alcoholic, anything is possible, big boy.
I don't do no homophobic.
I love the fact, too, that he thinks it's his son.
Yeah, I know. He's already forgotten.
Jumping, yeah.
He already said it's his daughter.
Yeah.
Larry, don't fuck with me. I live for asshole haters like you. Keep it moving, and your gay son. No wonder you drank.
Jesus, what an asshole.
Wow.
What a jerk.
I'll call you Larry out of respect for Moe and Curly. Not you. Your mother must have been drunk when she named you. Larry is spelled A-L-A-R-R-Y.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Larry.
Ha! Good one.
That would make you an alcohol baby, which would explain your early love for beer. And the root of being a drunkard. Have you ever thought your son is gay because you're a drunk? Just an observation. I'm just saying, Dr. Phil would sum it up that way.
Good one.
What's next, Larry? You feel good your gay son is helping black people? Is that your way of saying what? You racist bastard.
My God. Can we get this man back on the air? He'd have a crazy show today.
I could care less if your son is a faggot or Michael Sam is gay.
Wow.
It was a story that was trending. You jumped in my world and show complete disrespect. That's like walking in my house. Show some respect. We will see each other one day. I just bet on it. Be ready.
I deserve respect because I said so.
I don't block people. I verbally joust anyone who's an asshole like you, Larry. Wow. Still spelling with two R's. Actually, I enjoy it. You made my morning. I just finished my workout when I read the dumb shit you posted. Have another drink. Jeez. As far as cannabis, you sound ignorant. I got this out here, drunk man. Maybe you should have been smoking instead of being a drunk. You might be better off.
Wow.
Motherfucker, you can't contact privately. That's like the Geico pig sending his address to a pig butcher. Now let's do this in the open. I like this kind of party.
No, Larry.
Good one.
I want you two to kiss each other.
Mega Man thinks he's scoring all these points, which is the funniest part.
I know.
Wow, Ike, that's a sad rant.
Wouldn't you love to know, like, I wish we would have known this when we talked to Larry, because wouldn't you love to know what was going through his mind when he was reading it?
Wow, Ike, that's a sad rant. My mother, really? That's the best you got? No, you also worked in my alcoholism, which I freely acknowledge when I speak to youth groups, while also calling me racist and a bastard, neither of which are true. My son is the lawyer. My daughter is gay. My son has lived with his girlfriend for 6 years while playing in the Tiger organization before starting law school. Ooh!
He's got to drop some ooze now, doesn't he?
And when all else fails, you resort
Great
to
lawyer.
Let's fight. Brilliant resolution.
<love that. laughs>
You've proven the points I made earlier, Ike. I have nothing further to say to you. Good luck with the rest of your life.
Did you guys see me win that conversation?
Thank God for Facebook, even 6 years ago.
And why stop there? This shithead might be the worst person in any world today. That's Jeff Moss, I guess. And like most white people, I become the big black, angry N-word who wants to fight?
What?
Anyway. Nice job, Mega Man. Glad you're still doing your thing,
what
man.
What now? Is you gay or something?
Take me back to 2014 when I took out Larry Sorensen.
Joe just wrote on Facebook Live, Mega Man's gay? He also
Larry Sorensen's son is gay because he saw Larry in the bedroom when Larry was drinking a lot.
Joe wrote earlier too. He said, and Brandon, you'll appreciate the joke that Mega Man. He's got the Mega Man download cheat code because wasn't that a big thing with Mega Man 2? The video.
I don't remember the download cheat code for Mega Man.
Well, no, but there is no download cheat code, but there's a cheat code.
Oh, I thought you said download. I thought you were referring to maybe the Contra cheat code.
No, him being on the down low.
One of the funniest things
is Hugh Downs low.
Larry desperately tries to take this off Facebook to, you know, maybe have this conversation he knows is pretty ugly. Yeah. Probably. No, Mega Man, I have my fights out in the open.
Don't you love social media?
I win my points out in the open, Larry. Oh, brother.
Wow.
Well. Speaking of radio, I saw Brandon's prep today, which included the information on Kyle Bogey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Do you know anything about any of that?
Well, not really.
Okay.
I thought that maybe Kyle had some interest in the Red Shovel Network.
Well, apparently not.
Maybe that's what he's talking about.
Maybe he needs to ask Bart Beisler.
Bart Beisler will guide him in the right direction. I don't know why Bart Beisler has not approached us about the Kyle Bogey show. Because look, who could get Bogey off to a better start? I mean, honestly,
the kid's heading to TV.
Where?
He's going to jump in somewhere. I know.
Why do you think TV has all this money to spend on some new talent?
Yeah.
Well, I think that. He's available. I think that he has already said that he's going to stay local. So there's probably some things that are in the works. He's made appearances on those shows here and there. So I just think that's his next gig.
I'd still do the podcast here and you could do TV there.
Yeah. You do both.
Because
he could unless the TV station's Fox 2.
We have a lot of bodies on this platform. Yeah. A lot of bodies are already there. The lot of bodies that would like him and he could help us because he appeals to younger people, I would assume. We could always use some more millennials.
Yeah, well, he does a good job too. And
he's good. He does. He gets and you know he's by a hard the comments. Too. Judging from the comments, I know he'd be good because a lot of people bitch about him. A lot of people love him. Mm-hmm. If you're not getting complaints, then not interested.
Mm-hmm. You like what you see.
I gotta blow my nose. Damn it.
Uh oh.
I'm allergic to something down here.
Do you want me to read something? Have we read anything? Mega Man totally distracted us. Trudy, you still with us? How's that mic?
Take me back!
Oh, no, it's the same.
It's the same,
take
me back! Poor Trudy.
I have actual audio real quick of Drew blowing his nose. All right, carry on, Mark.
I need to tell you about Death Wish Coffee, the world's strongest coffee. In case you didn't know, they sponsor the show. There's only 15 logos on the live stream on Facebook.
It's very subtle.
Yeah, it's a serious brew that'll punch you in the face with double the caffeine of your typical cup of coffee. Cold brew fan? Ours packs 300 milligrams of caffeine. If you're up for it, you can get this badassery all over Metro Detroit in your favorite grocery stores. Prefer to shop online, head to deathwishcoffee.com/Drew to access all their coffee products, including all the killer merch that they have. And while you're there, use promo code DREW15 at checkout. You save 15%. It's the high-octane fuel for the human machine, Death Wish Coffee. 15% off, Drew 15. Not too bad.
Oh! I have mic one and mic two. Mic one, mic two. Mic
check
one.
Sibilance.
Mic two. I just thought I had both microphones, maybe one or both would
check,
work.
Check, check, one, check, check. Sibilance. Check, check, check two. Sibilance.
Go with mic one.
Mic number one.
Yeah.
Okay.
It sounds a little better. It's this weird popping noise, and I think it's their POS computer.
Well, kind of the theme here. What's popping? My microphone.
I think people just like watching.
Why don't I have sound?
Going back and forth between two microphones.
I kind of have a question about the death triangle. It was discussed yesterday that.
It's a square now.
Yeah. Richard is in the Roy Horn and Don Shula death triangle.
Yeah.
Is it?
So apparently,
where's the cutoff? Because isn't he in the Jerry Stiller double rainbow guy death triangle?
Oh, the double rainbow guy. I forgot
double
he passed away.
Died.
Oh, that's right.
This is a new triangle. Then Don Shula is in the gay triangle with Horn and Richard.
You know, little Richard needed a woman in there so he could watch the woman get it on with the guy in the triangle and the woman could get him off because that was the only way to get off for a long time, if you remember.
Yeah, I remember.
or watching her get gangbanged.
But no, the new one is now Jerry Stiller in The Double Rainbow Guy.
Paul Vasquez.
Whoa, that's a full rainbow all the way. Double rainbow.
Is it
my
weird
God.
That this guy has an obituary because of
double
a...
Double rainbow all the way
because of this video?
I know, it's pretty funny.
Oh, my God.
What does it mean?
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
So orgasmic.
What does this mean?
Do you remember, like, your first reaction to that back in 2010 when you saw it? It was like, why is this stuff happening on, what is the big deal about this? And then it became a kind of a big deal with all the other guys, like the Leave Britney Alone guy and the Tron guy.
Oh,
this, what about the saber guy, the lightsaber guy?
Oh,
lightsaber
yeah.
guy.
Who, by the
yeah.
way, needed years of psychiatric help to get past that.
Hey, I got a good one for you guys. It's the 15-year anniversary of a special one.
Oh, yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me find it. Let me cue it up here. 15 years ago, we saw this masterpiece.
Of survival. Well, it's a lot better than we usually do.
All right, thumbs up.
Ready, guys?
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Oh, my God. He just ran in.
Save him.
Oh, geez. Stick to the plane.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go.
Stick to the plane. Jeff.
Stick to the plane.
Oh, gee. Oh, fuck.
Keep in mind intervention.
Hurry up.
Shout. He's saying I can't cast. I can't move. Am I lagging, guys?
I can't move.
What the?
That's a guy that basically ruined an online game for a bunch of people because as they plotted and planned for a long, long time, he just decided to go in. Rogue and you, Leroy Jenkins.
15 years ago today.
Wow, 15 years ago.
I saw the Double Rainbow obit that Brandon had, and connected to it, they had the 10 top viral videos of all time, according to something a Mojo or something like that. Not Mojo, our Mojo, but so yeah. Let me get to those in a second. But first, our newest advertiser is Emergency Response Services Incorporated. And yeah, they are doing the COVID stuff. So if you are an emergency plumber or work for a plumbing supply house in Southeast Michigan, call now for your free COVID disinfection treatment in your workplace or work vehicle. Hey, if it's just something you need once in a while and you want to get a freebie, try it. Or if you're somebody that needs this regularly, maybe Emergency Response Services Incorporated are the guys for you. Call 877-JOB-DONE or visit 877-JOB-DONE.com. And if you had a fire or storm damage, or you need mold removal. Boy, a lot of places have mold.
Ugh.
And, you know, I see it and I go, I wonder if they're worried about this mold. I mean, you know, if you're in somebody's basement or something, and I don't know, I would think more people.
There's good
would
mold
be.
And bad mold, Drew.
Okay.
Really?
During
That's
these,
what I was told.
During these new normal times, ERSI is your trusted partner for COVID-19 disinfection treatments in your essentially open business or soon-to-be open business. There's going to be a lot of need for this.
Yeah.
So why don't you call Emergency Response Services Incorporated, 877-JOB-DONE, or visit 877-JOB-DONE.com and tell them Drew sent you. Might have to use them for Mesa. I'm not sure exactly what we're doing. Boy, now that's a new business. That's a new part of business. It's going to be a good thing for
restoration
that provide it. Yeah, the COVID-19 disinfecting.
Oh, the COVID-19. Yeah.
Yeah. Now for
I have a doctor's appointment on Wednesday, and I called her and I'm like, so how does this work? Because I don't really want to go in there. And she starts going over all their cleaning, everything they do for cleaning. And I go, that's really cool. So how do I not go in there? Can we do a teleconference? She
said, I do a teleconference.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. But I feel bad because they're doing all this cleaning, and I still don't want to be anywhere near there, especially knowing that one of the nurses tested positive.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Maybe they want you in there.
They want to give it to me? Gross.
Yeah, I'll give you a hug.
Paul Vasquez, the Double Rainbow guy.
Yes.
By the way, I also saw this thing about the Double Rainbow. Where are they now? The Double Rainbow guy.
Well, he's dead.
I know, but this is in 2015. It just said, the Double Rainbow guy. Where is he now? He did commercials for Vodafone, Microsoft, and Smart Waters.
Really?
And he turned down ads because they wanted to use the actual video of the Double Rainbow. And he said, that's God's video. I can't put ads on God.
Oh, well, God really? Doesn't care.
He was very proud of turning down money on behalf of God.
But wait a sec.
Doesn't that suggest that he's sort of playing God?
Well, God's like, don't drag me into this.
He's at least being a representative for God. But it's interesting because usually people want money when they're about God. Like the Jim Bakers and Tiltons of the world.
Well, that's if they're involved in a church.
Well, they don't care if God wants money.
Or televangelist. I know. I got to say, religion, I don't think it's done a great job in this COVID world. It seems
they've not helped anybody.
Although we all wish for the speedy recovery of Bakes.
Fun fact, I was reading a story today. It's probably not a fun fact. I'm already regretting going down this road. Do you guys remember Narendra?
Yes. So, his NFL predictions.
Yes. Love Narendra.
The red, white, and blue.
Turban.
Turban, yeah.
Do you remember what religion he was?
It was really complicated.
Sikhs. They were Sikhs. Okay. That was the really, I'm not going to pretend I know what that is. But I was reading a story about all these Sikh doctors are all shaving their beard because of COVID. They're not ever supposed to shave their beard or their hair. And I'm like, oh, wow, there's a religion. I'm gonna become a Sikh.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm already starting to grow my hair out, so.
Should we call Narendra? Do we still have his number?
He's a funny guy. Oh, he's awesome.
Yeah, he's
great. He must be beside himself without any...
I gotta believe.
You know, we never asked him either. Remember his favorite team?
The Rams.
Yeah, they moved since the last time we've talked to him.
Well, we have a lot to talk to him about. All right, we should hook him up with Stan, too.
Stan was great.
Okay, bye. The top 10 all-time viral videos. Number 10. And they didn't go with stuff like Dick in a Box, which was on Saturday Night Live. So it originated on TV.
Legitimate viral videos.
Or
right?
Miss Teen USA, The Iraq. But number 10 was Coney 2012. It was this guy teaching his child about Coney and how he recruited child soldiers.
Well, the best part about that is the song it gave us.
I'm gonna jack it where the sun always shines.
He's gonna jack it.
Been spreading the word and now I need to ease my mind.
Jacking it.
Been planting them apple seeds and while the apples grow, I'm gonna go out jacking it in San Diego. Jacking it, jacking it, jacking it, jack.
Is this really the song about Coney?
Yeah, so the guy that started this went a little nuts and
beat
off in San Diego.
He's the guy! I forgot about that, yeah, because he was trolled so incredibly over explaining this complicated thing to a five-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Well, they raised a lot of money, and do we know where the money went?
Nobody cares.
Jacking for the Lord!
There's so much to see. From the sparkling waters of Mission Bay to the warm tortillas of Old Town. And after a day of sightseeing, why not try spanking it in one of our charming city streets? San Diego, come, take a load off. Jackin' it, jackin' it, jackin' it, jack. Spankin' it, smackin' it, smack. Whackin' it, whackin' it, whackin' it, whack. Spankin' it, jerkin' it, smackin' it, smack. The cars are passing me by, they honk and say hello.
Hey, that guy's jacking
from his window, there's a guy shooting video.
Video of him jacking.
The Lord Jesus comes knocking on my door. Just tell him that I'm jacking it in San Diego. Jacking it, jacking it, jacking it, jack. Spanking it, spanking it.
Great song.
You know, I think he thought he was hot when he was walking around nude, jacking off.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to walk around nude if you don't think you're hot.
He's definitely been working out. Number 9 viral video was Numa Numa, that crazy song in Romania, and that kid was lip-syncing it.
Yeah,
that was kind of funny. I don't think I watched it, but I saw it on the list there, and they had a little clip. 72 million views.
Easy room.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
South Park made fun of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, made fun of it.
They did a whole episode where they had all the viral people, and they all fought each other like to the death. It was actually really funny.
Number 8 was Leave Britney Alone. Chris Crocker.
Yeah.
That was after the 2007 VMAs, which they had a clip of.
Leave Britney Alone.
Oh, what a
What's wrong? Is you gay or something?
Number 7, Chocolate Rain, April 2007. Yeah. It was about institutional racism, but people were all hung up on it.
It was?
Yeah, that's what it was supposed to be about.
Anybody know that?
The guy's voice was what people were fascinated by, and the words didn't make any sense.
Well, the other fascinating part to me is the instructions of him singing it when he's like, and now I take a deep breath. Like he put the text underneath.
Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain. A baby born will die before the sin.
He's pushing his voice.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. The Bed Intruder song.
The
Alabama Projects, what's his name? Antoine Dobson, gave that crazy interview and they put it to auto-tune.
That might be
that
the
was
best
really
one,
good.
Yeah. Hide your kids, hide your wife.
It was the number one video on YouTube in 2010.
Hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here. What's wrong? Is you gay or something?
Why isn't she on the list?
Number five was David after the dentist appointment, the 7-year-old who went for dental surgery. He was way high. Oh, my God, was he high.
Great one.
That was really funny. Then number four, The Double Rainbow. 2003, number three, The Star Wars Kid. had the imaginary lightsaber battle.
Oh, my God. That one, I feel bad for that kid. I think he was ground zero for, you know, these internet bullying and stuff like that. It was either Monica Lewinsky or that kid.
His classmates put it on a file sharing network and it went wild.
And that's bullying.
He left school. He had apparently had to have a lot of psychiatric help and they sued the school.
Really?
Yeah, they did. I don't know if they won anything. Does anybody know if they won their lawsuit?
What's wrong? Is you gay or something?
Remember, did he win any money?
I'll look it up. I don't remember.
More importantly, did he get clicks? Is what I'm.
Well, it wasn't him. Like he didn't upload it, so I don't know if he's profited off of that. Then again, he did show up in South Park as well during that big fight scene. Right.
And none of them won anything, according to.
Okay. I thought I read up on you know a couple of years back where he ended up becoming really successful, but I don't know.
I'd like to get a forensic accountant on that one.
The lawsuit was only $250,000 against the families of the schoolmates. They settled out of court.
So he got some money.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Wow.
Number two was The Evolution of Dance, the Justin Leakley, who was the motivational speaker. It was a good video. I don't know if it should have been number two most viral. It was a 32-song evolution. It wasn't bad, though.
There's one that's missing that I'm surprised is not there. Well, maybe it doesn't meet the thresholds.
I'll tell you what the honorable mentions were. Charlie Bit Me.
Charlie.
I Like Turtles.
Oh, fucking great.
Keyboard Cat.
I got on a t-shirt the other day. I was going to wear it.
I Like Turtles.
That is my man.
And he had the redemption on Tosh, too, didn't he, that guy? When he was older?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think he was on there.
Charlie Bit Me.
The Potter Puppet Pals, The Grape Lady Falls. I love that one. I love that one. The Harlem Shake.
Yeah.
Rick Astley.
Yeah.
Stop. Nothing really happened to her, did it? Am I allowed to laugh?
Yeah,
she just
fine.
Got the wind knocked out of her.
She's doing great today.
Then Friday. The song?
Oh, Rebecca Black, who is a lesbian.
And then, what about, I thought this was really funny. I think some people thought it was really annoying. The 3-year-old that cries over Justin Bieber.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one. Do we still have that? I mean, it's online.
Yeah.
The number one, though, those are all honorable mentions. Number one was Gangnam Style.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's a 2 billion views.
Doug on Facebook Live said, no, what? In the butt?
Yeah.
What? That one was great.
Okay, the one where you're talking about Bieber reminded me of the girl that got, I think, Miley Cyrus. She stopped a concert or canceled, and then they interviewed the crowd, and the girl's like,
I really wanted to see her really bad.
Amy on Facebook Live was thinking of the same one I was thinking of, but maybe because it's from a news story that it doesn't count.
Which one?
Panda?
When she first realized the complex was on fire.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop.
Sweet Brown.
Then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life.
Jesus.
Then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, if you include that, then you have to include.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms.
Charles Ramsey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I gave away.
And Charles, or the Dobson guy, he was the news story.
You know how often ain't nobody got time for that is uttered in my household? Little kids. Ain't nobody got time for that. She said, please help me get out.
Then give away. Then give away. And he was a complete asshole when he interviewed him. Complete ass. I couldn't believe that. Yeah. I was really psyched to talk to him.
The fame
I read part of his stupid book.
Do you know about the Apparently Kid?
Oh, I love that kid.
Do you know the Apparently
Kid? I don't think so.
Judy, do you know the Apparently Kid?
I don't remember the name, but refresh my memory.
What did
about
you
the
think about the ride?
It was great. And apparently, I've never been on live television before. But apparently, sometimes I don't watch the show. I don't watch the news because I'm a kid, and apparently every time, apparently Grandpa just gives me the remote after we watch the Powerball.
Tell me about the ride. What did you think about the ride?
Well, it was great.
I would like to point out, too, he is holding the microphone now. They just gave him the microphone.
So apparently, you're spinning around, and apparently every time you get dizzy, that's all you do is get dizzy.
Is it fun?
Yeah. And I've never, ever been on live television. I never, ever
And you won't ever again, kid.
Yeah, and apparently I already went down the super slide. When I went down the lawn, I was scared half to death.
That'd be great.
I just freak out.
What I need his name.
Grandpa was pulling him away the whole time, too.
I'm just going to ask him, what's his name?
Noah,
what's your last name?
Deck Ritter.
How do you spell his last name?
Ritter, R-I-T-T-E-R.
Okay, where are you guys from?
Wilkes-Barre.
All right.
A lot of news stories turn into that stuff, kind of like.
Smash, smash, smash.
So weird.
How about Boom Goes the Dynamite?
Oh,
and
phenomenal.
What about somebody pointed out on Facebook Live? The Chucker, Chuck Berry, the fart?
Boom Goes the Dynamite.
That should have been viral.
Is that on YouTube? Did anyone ever put that on YouTube?
Gotta be.
Oh, no. Hello, everyone. The Indiana Pacers are looking for a measure of revenge tonight. Let's check out the highlights. Reggie Miller's looking good. He shoots a three. Shoots it. He shoots a three. Passes it to the man. Shoots it. And boom goes the dynamite. And boom, boom, boom goes the dynamite. And boom, boom, boom goes the dynamite.
Oh, that's poor guy.
Great.
Gets
the rebound. Passes it
to the... Oh, do I dare look at Facebook Live?
Yeah, don't look at the number. Throw your watch party. You haven't thrown a watch party.
Not throwing watch parties.
Did you share it? Share it.
People don't even like the watch parties. I think they've gotten old.
Oh, you guys are ruining the watch parties.
I've noticed that I have room for friends again because people are so tired of being notified. Our show, Elric, Charlie.
Oh,
keep
yeah.
sending them out. And then I share. And then the first few times, I send it out a couple times within 10 minutes by accident. And
yeah.
Mike Morse got contacted 10 times one day. So I'm done with Facebook.
You're
I hate
a spammer.
Facebook. I don't even know why I checked. Crazy.
You're a spammer. There's a lot of good comments today.
Are there? No, the Facebook Live, honestly, if you go through that, half the fun of being on there is the comments. There are so many smartasses on there. And fortunately, I don't read many of them because I would be very hurtful.
Well, someone just gave a piece of breaking news in the Facebook live stream. Do you see it?
Oh, wait. The news anchor's first day. Gay fucking shit. That's a huge... That had to be viral.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
No, the leprechaun, too.
Oh, the leprechaun.
Fucking shit.
No, I was talking about Ashley claiming... Where is it?
Oh, she graduated, didn't she?
She is graduating this weekend. Guys, I finished all my stuff. This thing keeps scrolling on me. And I guess she's going to graduate this weekend.
Yay! All right, Ashley.
Well, good for you. So
she can tell her husband, I told you so.
Pretty much, which is the whole point of her graduating.
I think that was the motivation, though, was to shut him up.
Should be.
So he should be popping off about a lot of stuff.
Goodbye, fucking shit fuel.
Okay, so there's plenty of stuff going on today, one of which was the final days... Or The Last Dance, Michael Jordan.
Oh,
last
yeah.
night, which I thought was, I have to admit, I didn't think I would enjoy this as much as I'm enjoying it. I think it's been pretty well.
I'm surprised at the backlash at it. I've been seeing and reading more just because ESPN, the NBA, and Michael Jordan control it, so they're leaving so much stuff out.
Well, Dan Wetzel pointed out Sonny Vaccaro has been completely dropped from the whole shoe business.
Yeah, he's not in it at all. Yeah.
No. Not yet, if he's ever going to be in it.
But once again, all that being said, it's still highly enjoyable.
I think so. But see, I love Jordan. I love the. I grew up with the Bulls. Mm-hmm. So
everyone loved him.
Butterbean, Bob Love, Chet Walker, Norm Van Leer, Jerry Sloan, Cliff Ray. What's his name? Nate Thurman. Bobby Weiss.
I was a big fan of Bill Cartwright until I found out he cried in the locker room like a pussy.
Yeah, after Pippen wouldn't go in for the last 2 seconds. You know what I forgot?
Nothing like a 7'2" pussy.
You know what? He let us down.
Completely forgot about that. And Pippen was crying, too.
Yeah, I know.
Pippen cried once. Cartwright cried. Pippen cried.
Once Jordan left, they're all soft.
What I completely, completely forgot about the story was that, okay, the ball was supposed to go to Kukoc, which is why Pippen was so mad. Kukoc made the winning shot.
It worked.
So he looked like a triple asshole.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, what a fucking asshole. And after the migraine? How could he do that after the migraine?
It's funny. I like Jordan. I never really cared for Scottie Pippen at all. And now I didn't either.
Yeah. After reading his agent's story about Scottie in the private jet because he had to keep up with Jordan.
Yeah.
And then the guy said, you don't want a jet. It's really expensive. You know, unless you start renting it out right now, you're going to lose your ass. Pippen said, no, it's my jet. And then after a few months, he said, you know, we could be maybe defraying some of these ridiculous costs if we rented it out.
So stupid.
And then he fired the guy and said,
he
never should let me do that.
He wasn't very good with money because that first contract was atrocious.
I thought that the... Are you familiar with Larsa Pippen, his wife?
Oh, yeah. She's on one of the Real Housewives.
Oh, God. What a nightmare.
Great first name, too.
She's really played him. I mean, she's made him look kind of bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because was she banging, was it The Weeknd or somebody?
Yeah, I can't remember. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
And it seemed like Scottie wanted her back, and Scottie was trying to act like, oh, that's all BS. And it was like, eh, it seemed like it's BS at all. And then I think she did go back to Scottie, which is like, ooh, Scottie, you're sloppy seconds after the weekend or whatever.
Yeah.
She was your wife. Just
Future. She bangs Future according to Jerry.
Oh, Future, that's right. How could I confuse the Future with the weekend?
And didn't Future have a kid with Russell Wilson's wife, Ciara, right now?
Did he?
Called the bouncing ball. Yeah. I think so.
It's the weekend.
Hey, Trudy, have you listened to the new Tekashi song?
I heard you guys playing some of it yesterday. I thought it was really, really great.
Brilliant.
It was good.
Do you understand why Tekashi is... Okay, first of all, he says he's the biggest artist in the world right now. Which, hey, got 2 million live on Instagram, the most ever. Maybe he is the biggest artist in the world. Does anyone understand?
Yeah, he totally is the most interesting, fascinating, rainbow head guy ever. I mean,
if you don't get it.
I feel like I'm left out too, kind of where you're at in this.
Well, I feel like shouldn't there be some kind of a movement where people say, okay, this business of committing crimes to have credibility in the rap world, let's extinguish that and let's be judged on our musical merits. But do people like that because they can just commit crimes and have bigger songs?
Yeah, I guess so. I feel like if you do want to commit a crime, then you should get your rap career together first, and you'll be all right.
Are the big winners the record? Well, now I guess labels don't really exist because they used to cover up a lot of that stuff in the past. Now they don't have to. Now they'd probably expose it.
I swear to God, I've read this many times where they go, you know, somebody's in jail for a couple of years for beating their wife or something. They go, of course, this will give them street cred, and, you know, this certainly won't hurt his career probably help it. And... I don't know, to talk about it that dispassionately, like it's really a good thing, and I don't know. Maybe it is what makes them stars, so it's worth the crime.
Did you see the other
crimes are fake?
See the music news with Bono.
Yes, top 60 songs.
Who does that? It's not his top 60 songs though.
60 songs that saved his life.
Yeah.
I like lists. I do. I don't know why. Because I always I want to know what songs Bono really loves. Because then I want to, if there's songs on there I don't know, I want to listen to them.
Okay. You don't think that's a little pretentious on his 60th birthday to release 60 songs that, quote, saved his life?
Oh, Bono.
Are any of them U2 songs?
No.
Yeah, he's on a couple of them. There's Under My Skin with Frank Sinatra.
Hello.
And Bono.
Of course.
And there's
saved his life.
Is it XXXTentacion with Bono or something? Or
I have no idea. He was so close to death until he did that song. Saved his life. And now he's
Yes, Bono, sir. We wish to inform you that your record for biggest crap has just been broken.
And now
he's pretentious as hell. I think this is
But he's not helping himself. He's also writing a letter to each one of the artists about how the song saved his life.
No, they can. They can. It'll be.
Throwing them. Look at me.
It'll be made for framing or whatever.
Look at me. I'm looking at the trash can. The list isn't on here because I didn't even care about it. Oh, it's just a story about it.
Well, I have to say, I didn't want to mention it because people just say, ah, it sucks. All you talk about is Bob Dylan. I was interested to see what artists he would put on there. And, you know, I think when somebody like him does that, there's a method to the madness. Like, well, I've got to include, you know, Irish bands and because I'm Irish. Mm. And
Dylan!
You know, don't want to leave this band out. And anyway, I'd never heard the Dylan song, so I was excited to listen to it, and I can't think of the fucking name.
Do you think he was pained that he had to cut it to 60? Because it's probably had way more than that.
Oh, he left a lot of people out. That's what I was also interested in was, oh, who's going to be bummed? Okay, let me get the list. Can you start on this?
What do you want me to do?
I get the list. Hall Financial Hotline 2. Will the Hall Financial Hotline be open today?
Well, we can try Narendra. I did find two numbers for what I
think. Wait, Narendra?
Yeah.
Man, you are busting your ass on the Hall Financial Hotline stuff.
I did find two numbers for the Studio 6 Motel where I think Larry 2 was found. I got to say, too, have you ever heard of Studio 6? Wait. This is going to sound like an ad, but it's Motel 6's studio apartment, like hotels.
Oh, really?
They look kind of nice.
Oh, I'm psyched. You think you know which one it is?
Yeah, and if it's not one, it's the other.
I'm totally psyched.
And then there's a guy that's...
I love calling cheap hotels when crazy crap goes on.
And there's also a guy who his life goal is to make 10,000 friends, which... Why?
Please tell me he's under 8. Please? Under 8. Tell me he's under 8 and he's not well.
He's under 8 and he's really not well, Drew. It's crazy.
There should not be any adult saying they want to make 10,000 friends. That's just stupid and sappy and sad.
Coronavirus has really put a... you know, kind of a stoppage to it. So now he's adding like Zooming to be a friend. He considers that a friendship, which I got to bust. No, that doesn't count.
Who is this turd?
I know who you are. We're friends on Facebook.
I can tell already he's an adult. How old is he?
It doesn't say how old he is.
Because that's what best friends do.
I'm going to just hope he's 6. You know, like the kid that was sick and he wanted to get as many cards as he could from anybody. And so a million people sent him cards for Christmas or something. I mean, that's... I understand when a 4-year-old does that, and people go, "Well, he's not doing well, so let's send the cards." But if it's a 20-year-old, it's like you zero. First of all, 10,000 is ridiculous.
He spends about an hour with each new person that messages him, getting to know each other and talking about whatever comes to mind. So this is quarantine again. I've talked to people from over 37 different countries and over 23 different states.
Can you imagine?
The worst part truly is that I mean, it's real friends here. I'm not sure if I'm ever going to see him again.
If we listen to the calls, I can't imagine the Dreamweaver would ever be louder. Ever. Ever. This guy and his 10,000 strangers from different countries. Oh, God.
It sounds exhausting, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, how does he keep? Does he keep in contact with every single one? You can't just talk to someone for an hour and consider him a friend.
Are you saying we have his phone number?
Yeah, well, I think so. I'm pretty confident.
I want to poke so many holes in this thing, and I hate to be ugly about it, but anyway.
Hey, Brandon, pull up see if you can find a website for him. I can't remember because I found it a while. His name's Rob Lawless.
Boy, a lot of stuff, potentially, for the Hall Financial Hotline. A lot of homework done on that, including Narendra. And the Hall Financial Hotline, by the way, is brought to you by Hall Financial, who would love to talk to you about a refi. And they say if you haven't done a refi in the last year, you might want to call them because they might be able to save you money again because rates have been crazy and they've been historically low for a long that people don't even talk about it. One guy saved over $300 a month on his mortgage, and his mortgage wasn't that gigantic. Lucky. It was just a really cool deal, and he went down to 3.5 from 3.75, so that's a pretty big change. If you're on 4, you got to call or go to davidhallmortgage.com/Drew and Mike. You can click the link on our website. They'll fill out the online form, and they will get back to you fast. Or 248.
I'm blown away right now because you're doing this all from memory.
I know.
And I'm reading it.
308-5000. Hall Financial, they're an equal housing lender, and their NMLS number is. I don't want to bother.
1467435.
Great.
Lower payments, better option, more personal attention. Very impressed. Wow.
And our friends from Zot.
Yeah. As most of you know, the original and studio sponsor, dealsinthed.com. They're open right now. and honored to help with all of your automotive needs. So that includes Zot Ford, Zot Chrysler Jeep, Zot Dodge Ram, and Zot Toyota. They consider themselves social distancing and disinfection experts. Showrooms must remain closed right now to customers, but they perfected their VIP pickup and delivery process, making buying or leasing a new or pre-loved vehicle better than ever before. Just go to dealsinthed.com, choose your favorite make or model, work out your payments online. You can appraise your trade online, and then pick what time you want a fresh. You want your fresh whip. I wouldn't say that. Then pick what time you want your new car dropped off in your driveway. It's that simple, fun, fast, and easy. Plus, you can imagine the deals are just insane right now. I know they're doing 0% financing for 84 months, zero due leases for under $200 a month. Plus, right now, while several dealerships are still closed, all Zot dealerships can help renew your lease or even get you out of your lease early with no penalties. Check it out. Surf the massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
So I have a couple numbers here for Rob. I think I sent them to you the other day.
I have numbers for him. I didn't know if he had a website, because how are people supposed to be friends with him if he's, you know, hiding?
Oh, yeah, he does. He has let me look it up.
Who wants to be Rob's friend?
Let's call Rob. Let's just get out of the way. I'm really pissed at this guy.
I don't know if this is a joke.
I want to know how old he is, first of all.
Rob's10kfriends.com.
By the way, a little side note, Ryan on Facebook Live just said, Jerry Stiller was hilarious in King of Queens.
He probably was. He was. I'm sure
he was. But isn't
Robin Roberts just extols the virtues of the King of Queens?
So check this out. Rob does have 35,000 followers on Instagram, and look at his Instagram. It's just all pictures of him and his new friends.
How old is he, Brandon?
29.
Yeah.
Okay. If this guy is an influencer soon,
he's got perfectly coiffed hair.
Pissed. In fact, I'm going to call him and forbid him to become an influencer or ever say the word in associated with himself, because this, why? Look at all the people that get sucked into a stupid idea.
Any Friends song besides the Queen one? Because we know Queen will get us kicked off.
There's an Elton John song called Friends. Making friends for the world to see.
No way, hang on.
It's early Elton John, too. I don't think a lot of people know. It's not a bad song.
No way.
About.
That's what Friends are for.
Same page, my man. I was also thinking of Friends in Low Places.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. I love that Andy Kaufman Mighty Mouse thing.
Oh, yeah.
Stands there and then sings, "Hey, comes the same thing." You can do the same thing with the clapping on Friends.
So, Rob.
You can be his friend.
What if he's in the middle of one of his friend calls?
Does he have friends with benefits?
Ooh, true. Hello?
Rob?
Hello?
Is this Rob?
No.
What?
Is this a number for Rob, the 10,000 friends guy?
Yeah.
It is.
Sort of. I'm his father.
Oh, I see. Well, was this your idea or is this your son's idea?
About what?
About getting the 10,000 friends.
That was his idea.
Wow, well, that's really cute.
That's nice.
Is he 8 years old?
sometimes I think he acts like that. No, he's let's see, how old is he? He'll be 30.
99.
Okay.
Next birthday.
I don't know. I thought it was one of these kids that maybe was, you know, like the last wish thing or something, because a lot of times that does happen. But so he's 29 and he's doing this. Okay. Well, wow, that's weird. Anyway, is he around?
What's your interest in him?
Well, we wanted to
be his friend.
Yeah, want to be his friend, and we want to talk to him on our show, the Drew and Mike Show.
The Drew and Mike Show?
Yeah.
Where's Drew and Mike at?
Detroit.
Yeah.
Think of all the friends you can make here.
Okay.
Yeah, we can expand his friend list really fast.
I can give you his phone number.
Okay.
Let me take you off the speaker system here, and Mark will grab it. Thank you. I don't think Dad's a big proponent of it.
Daddy.
Did I do good, Daddy?
No, Mark's interviewing him now. Jesus.
I mean, there's an advantage. He could have all the friends that are friends of our show.
Yeah.
That's right.
You should jump on that.
Brandon, is there a boner line today?
Oh, There was a fantastic intro to today's show with Jerry Stiller and the.
Oh, I forgot I loaded you up with all that work. I'm sorry. Did it again.
I'm working on the boner line. The phone calls are coming in 209-66-BONER. Feel free to text. Feel free to call. And yes, there will be multiple probably in the next couple weeks. Bunch
so
of
you're really, what you're doing is covering up for the fact that nobody's calling the boner line.
That's not true. I have lots of calls. I have over an hour and 15 minutes worth of stuff I have to go through right now and break out. So
what are they calling about?
Oh, gosh. Everything. Lots of people like the separated at births because they like to hear the actual audio examples. So.
Oh, I have a great one. Okay. Did anybody watch 48 Hours?
Yeah, with
Israel. Mm-hmm. Israel Keyes.
Yep. Great guy.
Psycho.
Oh, my God. That was so freaky. Okay, maybe I'm crazy, but I swear to God, I looked at the screen once and I thought, oh my God, is that John Turturro? Doesn't he look a little like John Turturro?
I can see Turturro playing him, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought he acted a little like him too, but oh my God, is that guy creepy? Oh.
You want to try Rob again?
Yeah, sure.
I got one for you from True Crime Weekend.
Yeah, what?
Judy Arias, she got her look from Regina George from Mean Girls. I watched both of them this weekend. I'm like, oh my God, she stole that look.
Who played Regina? Was that that's the main character, right?
Yeah.
Wait, who stole whose look?
Rachel McAdams.
Oh, okay.
With blonde hair, straight long blonde hair. She looked exactly like Jodi Arias.
You know what's funny, Trudy? When I started, when you said Jodi Arias, I don't think of her as blonde. I see like the stupid glasses. Straight
grumpy
grease.
Look.
When she was
on the stand.
You whore.
But at her hottest, she did look like Rachel McAdams. I'll give her that.
When that movie came out and when Jodi Arias murdered Travis Alexander, and it's true. She stole the look.
You know what ruined Jodi Arias for me?
The pictures from the camera that you saw?
The nude pictures.
Are you serious?
I just didn't like her nude. I don't know why.
But wasn't it mostly pixelated? You couldn't really see.
Somebody had her nude somewhere.
You can do a little Googling, Trudy.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't want to Google.
No, you believe me, you don't.
I just got my computer clean from whatchamacallit's butthole.
Oh,
Hope Solo?
Hope Solo.
Hope Solo's butthole, yeah.
That butthole just had a kid.
By the way.
Pooped out two of them, I think.
Yeah.
Twins? I thought. Yeah,
twin poops.
Now, that can't be good for her butthole. It's not going to make it look better.
I have actual audio of the birth. It's kind of crazy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here, I think you talked over it. Let me do it again.
Oh, God.
It's so stupid.
Oh, man. I like the way they isolated her ass for that so you didn't have to hear her.
Did you really say that couldn't be good for her butthole?
It can't be. I'm serious. Could be good for it. It's not going to make it look better.
It could it could all be situational if the front looks even worse.
That's true. With perspective.
Maybe there is an episiotomy, and they tightened everything up.
Okay,
I'll sew that. I don't know that they do.
What's that?
They sew the front one. They don't sew the.
They
the
should
back
just
one.
Sew all of her shut.
Well,
put a zipper on it.
The women's soccer team lost their equality lawsuit. The one people are chanting about after every game, how they're being cheated brutally.
Oh, yeah.
By the men in the Olympic Association. And
I guess they're going to stop playing, right?
I guess so. You know what they said, though? They said that all these numbers that they were throwing out were really not the real numbers.
Well, we've talked about that before. You can pick, like, any... I always thought it was interesting the range of area, the time that they picked to push their case forward. Like, look at all these ratings and money we brought in.
Yeah, now.
Right when they were in the finals of the World Cup and the men weren't in the World Cup. But that's not when they signed the contract.
Well, I saw numbers that were staggeringly... in favor of the men. And I'm like, how can I see two completely different sets of numbers? Is anyone vetting this? Is anyone doing the homework to find out which set of numbers are right? And I feel like...
Yeah, lawyers honestly, for the U.S. Soccer Federation.
This is why... Well, the judge.
Yeah.
This is why COVID-19 drives people crazy because they see, headlines and you go, that's not what I saw here or there. And I see that one-third of the country believes that there's already a vaccine, but they're just not telling us about it. One-third of people surveyed.
Well, there is a vaccine. They're testing them.
No, that's not what they say. There already was a vaccine.
To what end?
I don't know, Mark. I'm just saying one-third said that because no one believes anything anymore. Half the people don't believe the death totals.
Oh, I'm surprised it's that low. I would think more people would not believe the death totals, either higher or lower.
And The thing about that is if you don't believe, I think people think they're exaggerated, is what they think.
Okay.
But if you think they're exaggerated, then why are people so afraid to do anything? Because people are really scared, and they're scared about stuff that surprises me that they're scared of.
Did you see Disney World's talking about opening up again? Carnival's opening up August 1st for cruises. Everything's fine. Open everything up. I'm serious. I'm at that point. I just want everything to be open, no restrictions.
Everything is fine.
On anything.
Well,
why not?
I tell you, the 1969 story was staggering, and I'm like, is this a fake story? What? Can somebody explain to me why 100,000 people died when we had half the population and nobody even remembers it?
Well, so after that story, I read up on it, and I don't take these numbers for what they're worth. It wasn't as contagious as what they think coronavirus is.
100,000 people died.
No, I know, but it was also deadlier. I think it had not as deadly of a rate. I think it was 0.5.
But you can't argue with death.
Just saying.
If, the population were the current population, you extrapolate it, you're talking about a lot more death than we've already seen, and yet no one was troubled by it. I mean, I'm sure people that lost people were upset, and you never want to have 100,000 people die. But honestly, it's just...
Because they didn't have social media to argue about.
It makes me wonder...
What? You'd rather not have social media?
No. No, just that... There's such an onslaught of death, this many deaths, this many more deaths. We want to have this many deaths instead of this many deaths. And it's like death, 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 death. And a lot of people.
Now you're seeing a lot of the economy's ruined. It's going to take 10 years to come back.
And, honestly, I swear to God.
It's all speculative.
I know I said this a few weeks ago that watch when the tide turns from coronavirus, which people are really weary of, and it goes to, oh, look at these people who are fucked. And it's going to be endless stories about Joe, who's in the food bank line now, and he used to live in this giant mansion. And
speaking of food bank, you see these horrifically long lines.
Yes.
For food. Can anybody just go get free food, or do you have to qualify? And because don't you think there's people getting in line just to get free food?
Well,
they have nothing else to do all day.
Maybe.
Trudy, what'd you say?
I do believe that. I remember talking to some people after Katrina who went and got the free food. Even though they didn't need it at all.
Well, Maz would do it in a second. Maz, there's nothing that he would rather do than get a free meal, including ring me in on some really shady deal because, hey, we'll get a free lunch out of it. I don't want to go talk to someone about some
free lunch.
Phony deal that's not going to make me any money or help the network or help the show to get a free lunch. I'd rather pay for my own lunch and avoid it.
Yeah.
I'd pay triple for my own lunch to avoid it. I have to listen to this guy.
I could see him waiting in line at a food bank. I don't know. I just thought that was interesting looking at the lines. I'm like, well, they're probably long, too, because a lot of people are just in line to get free food because they have nothing else to do.
The last one I saw was this parking lot just full of vehicles because you can't line up because they don't want people close to each other. So they're all in their cars for miles and miles. I'm like, oh, boy. Anyway, what's our friend's name?
Rob.
Let's call
him. His dad's great. We're buddies now.
Oh, yeah. He's
great. I asked him if his friend time is cutting into his family time, and he said no. So Rob's doing an amazing balancing act.
Trudy, you want to tell people what's going on with Dr. Roche before we call Rob?
Sure. Hope Solo's area that really needs attention after having two babies has got to be, down there where, Diva would actually come in really handy. In fact, it is one of the procedures that everybody who gets it has absolutely no regrets. It's for tightening. It is for also problems related to childbirth that end up with incontinence and other things. And it can bring some real zing back into your love life. And it's part of the Mother's Day gift ideas at Dr. Roche's office, the Mommy Makeover, which involves BBL 360 Lipo Evolve, which tightens and tones not only skin, but muscle, underlying muscle and other tissues. It can bring that little jolly spot on your face back up to the snap that you had when you were in your 20s. And Mother's Day injectables, too. There's a special on that. So need to call them because you can get in on the phone for a consult with them at 248-338-1110. And they'll talk you through it. And you can also go to their website at droche.com and see some of these procedures. And then it demystifies them for you. And you can check out what it is that looks good about doing this and, whether you need it or not and make the decision. They'll help you out with that. So the office is Dr. Roche, 248-338-1110.
338-1110 for a consultation right now. Not right now, because it's what time? 5 o'clock?
But during you can leave a message, right? Can you leave a message? Do it that way?
Yeah, you can leave a message.
And if you're a woman and you go there while you're at home and you're a guy, you should be manscaping. Get rid of all that hair so you can get ready to get down to work when everything's all done. I'm talking about Manscaped, they help you make the most out of your time together during quarantine. It's the only men's brand dedicated to below-the-waist grooming and hygiene. You're probably spending more time than ever with your significant other right now. And if you don't keep it clean down there, your partner will notice. So what do they have going on right now? It's the Perfect Package 3.0 Essential Kit. Comes with the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. It's waterproof. I don't know if you guys know this, but it's got a light on it, which is huge. It's just fantastic to have a light on your trimmer.
I question that what good the light is, but
so you can see where you're going.
I think I need one of the products to try that out.
Oh, okay.
You don't have any pubic hair. Well, I don't know how normal that is.
Yeah, get rid of all those pubes. Get the Perfect Package 3.0 kit with the lawnmower. I think it's got the anti-chafing ball deodorant, moisturizer. You get two free gifts right now, a shed travel bag and the patented high-performance anti-chafing Manscaped boxer briefs. Right now, you can get 20% off with free shipping with the code Drew at manscaped.com. That's 20% off free shipping at manscaped.com. When you go to the checkout after you buy all your stuff, use code Drew. Most people are loading up on toilet paper, but we're loading up on Manscaped products. Help your relationship out during this quarantine. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you. And, of course, I saw an ad for Manscaped running during The Last Dance with Jordan.
Oh, did they have one?
Yeah, but no code.
So ESPN, no code. They just trust them.
Well, yeah, they don't mind their viewers paying the extra 15% off and shipping, unlike here, if you use promo code Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Who has put pubic hair on my Coke?
I was looking at the list of 60 songs that Bono had that saved his life. Yes. And I noticed real quickly because
that guy needed a lot of life saving.
There were a couple songs in there that I was really interested in because I didn't know the songs. There were people I liked. We'll get to this after Rob. And they're both about, they both seem to be songs about like the one that got away.
Mm.
And I was thinking to myself, I wonder how many people feel like the one got away, the love of their life. Like I remember what Burt Reynolds was asked, and he said, Sally Field was the love of my life.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really, there's something very melancholy, of course, about seeing a guy 80 years old talking about the love of his life that, you know, he hadn't been with him 40 years. I mean, it's sad. It's too bad. But I wonder how many people feel like they are with the love of their life.
I loved her, but I didn't like her. I wasn't in love with her.
And also, a lot of people seem to like songs like Love Will Tear Us Apart.
Yeah.
It seems like a really good breakup song, or in this case, Love of My Life songs, you know, the one I can't stop thinking about. Those songs are so popular. That's why I was thinking that there must be a lot of people who are not with the person they consider the love of their life.
Well, that's when you have to start thinking about the positive songs about love.
Or Having My Baby, Paul Anka.
When you think of the love of your life, I mean, it's probably one that got away a long time ago. They could be a total loser now.
Yeah, now I mean the one where you go, oh, my God, what was I thinking about? I don't mean that girl. I mean the one where you're going, oh, man.
And no woman ever measured up to the love of my life, my mommy.
Yeah, or they can't match up to mommy. Maybe mommy's love of your life.
There's usually a reason, though, that you're not with the love of your life, though. So maybe by definition, they wouldn't be the love of your life. Does that make sense?
I'm not trying to make it complicated. I'm just asking, I wonder how many people are with the person they don't consider the love of their life. I think it's a lot of people.
That's weird.
I know, and it's too bad. Sucks. Makes the songs popular. So let's try. Love Will Tear Us Apart is, they had a list of the UK, and people were voting, they had millions of votes, on their favorite single since the beginning of the top 40. And I think Love Will Tear Us Apart was in the top 5. And it's like, what? That song isn't even a hit over here.
Is that, yeah. I wonder if that's just a remembrance, too, because of
Joy Division?
What happened to that band, yeah.
No, I don't think so, because New Order's popular. But you know what? When I saw Peter Hook, this was his encore. This is the song everybody went crazy over.
You mean Hookie?
Hookie, yeah. It's a great. It is a great song. It's I think it's got a really great melody.
It's been covered a ton too.
It has. God, I love the drummer of this band, Steve Morris, for New Order and Joy Division. He plays fast. The one song, Age of Consent, is the one where I was watching it. They had a little studio thing where Bernard Sumner gets really mad at the Nerf ball on his microphone. He, like, fights with it. It's really funny. But Steve Morris just wails on that.
That wasn't the documentary, the Showtime one, was it? Where they were doing the whole concert thing?
No.
Please watch that documentary. I want your feedback.
I watched part of it. I didn't really like it.
It was terrible.
Yeah. So let's call our big friend, our friend of America's friend. Wait, who's America's best friend? Oh, that's our radio's best friend, Art Volo.
Oh, yeah. He still is, right?
Of course. I mean, radio will never break up with Art Volo.
I mean, Rob's got to be home during these.
I wonder how Art Volo feels with radio having some tough times.
He's got their back. He's the best friend.
That's true. 10,000 friends for young Rob. What if his dad's included?
Did Dad tip him off?
Hello, this is Rob.
Hey, Rob, it's the Drew and Mike Show, and we were calling to find out about all your new friendships.
Nice, how's it going?
Good. Pretty good. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well.
We spoke to your dad for a few minutes, and I didn't get to get too in-depth with him, but apparently you were feeling a little forlorn, and do you not have a lot of friends, and so you were looking to make some new friends?
No, I had a lot of great friends, and so I thought it would be a worthwhile thing to try to make more. I was very involved when I was a student at Penn State, and so I wanted to kind of expand and get back to that sense of community. I went into the professional world and did consulting for Deloitte, and it was a bit of a contrast.
Wait,
from the
you did what? I'm sorry?
Oh, I did consulting for Deloitte.
Hmm. Oh, okay. Wait, is that an accounting firm?
Yeah, they're one of the big four.
Right, right. Ooh. Well, it just seemed like, it sounds like a real Pollyanna kind of thing, like, you know, almost like it's not real, but, I mean, you're really talking to these people, and are you staying in touch with them?
Yeah. So now in quarantine, so I'm doing everything virtually. But I've had the chance to catch up with some people. I just caught up with a girl who I met. She was the 900th person. That was a couple of weeks ago. And then last weekend, I talked with a dude who he actually hosted me in Seattle for a few days.
Oh, well, the advantage of having 10,000 friends.
Yeah. Like 10,000 couches. To stay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I guess some people are saying that maybe this is a way to meet women. You're married, though, right?
No, I'm single.
Oh, you're not? Oh, so you're. Yeah. But are you trying to scarf women out of this? I mean, is that a secondary thing?
I'm not trying to, but if it happens and I meet someone who I click with.
Okay. Wow, that was a good move.
This might be personal, but and you can just guesstimate, but out of your 10,000 friends, how many have you nailed?
Gentlemen don't kiss and tell. I'll keep that one.
Yeah, they do, and then they high five. What are you talking about?
The number is not zero, though, is it?
The number is not zero?
Is it less?
Get used to it, because that's my main move.
Is it less than 100?
Yeah, less than 100.
Less than 10.
Is it less than 1?
It's not less than one.
I mean,
they're up to the imagination.
Okay. He's nailed some people.
I mean, I'm looking at some of your friends on your website, Rob's 10K Friends. There's some really cute chicks, like number 3381. Yeah.
I was very suspicious about that.
What do you think about 3381?
Oh, man.
I would have to go back and look at my...
Well, that's...
I don't have a...
There's the problem.
Listed out.
That's
you're not a good friend if you don't know who 331 is, are you?
Yeah, Trudy, talk to him about the ladies. What's the website or what's the place on Facebook where I'm going to look at his friends?
Well, what's your Instagram, Rob? You want to throw it out there for our listeners?
Sure. It's Rob10KFriends. So R-O-B-S.
Sounds a lot like Rob10K
Friends.
Have you ever heard about Rod10K for a wife?
What's that?
Rod10K for a wife. He was on the internet and he was offering $10,000 for the person who introduced him to his future wife.
No.
It never worked.
That's
never worked.
He never paid anybody, but he nailed tons of chicks.
Okay.
Rob 10K Friends, did you say?
Yeah, Rob's, there's an S in there, Rob's 10K Friends.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, on Instagram or the website.
What's your move for making people your friends, though? What do you go to first?
So I started the, I started the project in November of 2015, and I was just reaching out to people in the Philly area where I'm originally from and chatting with them. And then after eight people, I knew I always wanted to keep track of it on Instagram. So after eight people, I started posting their stories, and then people would see it through a hashtag or through someone that I met, and it started to spread through word of mouth. And eventually it started getting press in the Philly area.
Man, I see mostly girls here, and they are cute.
Rob, do you have more than one black friend out of the 10,000? Or do you just have one black friend?
Friends from all over the world, yeah.
Really?
Since the quarantine, I've gone virtual. I've met people from over 40 different countries.
That doesn't count, does it?
It has to right now. I mean, there's no way to meet people in person right now, so I'm going to continue meeting people virtually. And then once we're able to go back to in person.
Rob, is there a diversity model in this? I mean, are you trying to reach a certain level of diversity?
I want it to naturally diversify. I mean, I plan to travel with it eventually. And so I think it will diversify just from going to different countries. But yeah, I enjoy having it be different people. I think if I were to meet people who were like me all the time, it would become a little redundant.
Sure.
So,
sure, I get that. It does sound like you're building some kind of weird database, like a small-time Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, whoever's interested in it, it's just people, when they hear about it, they reach out to me. I like the natural path that it takes. It's kind of like unfolding along the way, and I'm just curious to meet people and to see where it goes. And so,
is there no shortage of women on here?
Yeah, there's a lot of cute women,
really
too.
Cute ones, Rob.
And they're all young too. I noticed. Where are the old ladies at, Rob?
It's pretty ageist, Rob.
And where are all the old people friends?
Well,
who's your oldest friend?
I've met two 98-year-olds actually.
Are they? Did they die? And did you have to replace them with another friend? Like the 10,000 friends, they have to be currently alive.
At the time that I meet them, yes.
Because the sad thing is that some people will die. You got a lot of funerals to go to coming up.
Look at this lady friend, Mark.
She's cute.
She's very cute.
She's cute.
Then there's...
I think 3343 is pretty hot, too. I mean, if you like freckles.
She's cute. I think you could go for heavier, older women.
Okay. Thank you for the feedback.
Rob, there's some really... I know there's a lot of thin, younger women. Just saying. From what I see so far.
Well, what is the vetting process? Have you ever turned down someone who wants to be your friend? Like, I don't have time to be your friend.
Beforehand, it was kind of vetted by location. Like a lot of the people that I'm connecting with now were not able to meet with before because they just weren't in the same area. But now I kind of just do first come, first serve.
Oh, man.
Rob, do you know who number 3313 is? Wendy Aguilar?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course you do. She's hot.
She's in a relationship.
Well,
I know, but you're standing by. You got 9,900 people.
You're just friends.
Yeah.
How did she become your friend? I'm just curious how that one came about.
She heard of me through a girl, Carla, who I met in Los Angeles a couple of years ago. And I guess she had been following the project and reached out to me.
Ooh.
Let's see you.
3279's not bad. She's from Houston, Texas. Do you remember her?
She sounds hot.
Andrea?
I you'd have to go 3279.
Rob! Rob Iva Marinova? 3309.
Oh, I remember her. She's in she's from Bulgaria.
Is she in a relationship? Is she?
Oh no, Iva. No.
No, she's not. Seems like Rob's hiding some of the really cute ones in the 3300s, from what I can tell.
Pretty soon, I bet they'll all be swinging together.
Rob, is there any? What's the negative effect of having so many 10,000 friends?
Yeah, do you have to buy presents for them on their birthdays?
Yeah. No, I haven't found the negative effect yet, which is why I'm still doing it. So hopefully there isn't one. you know, sometimes if I pass people in Philly, I can't remember every fact about everyone. So sometimes I need to have my memory jogged, which...
Mark, look at Zia Bogani.
Ooh,
Zia Bogani, Rob? Nice.
Number 3306. Do you remember Zia?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, of course you do. She's cute.
How did you guys find my project?
I think you're on Inside Edition. They just did a story on it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Can we be your friend?
Yeah.
What do we have to do?
I love Inside Edition.
Send me a message. We'll chat. I chat with everyone for an hour one-on-one.
This call doesn't count?
Yeah, it's got to be one-on-one.
What?
We each have to,
why can't we be a group friend?
He's got to hold the girls to that standard, so he has to say that, if nothing else.
How about Rachel, number 3219? It looks like you met her at a WeWork.
3219?
Oh. Yeah, it's Rachel.
She sounds hot.
Rachel's very pretty.
She had a childhood passion for painting.
Yeah,
I can't believe you don't remember.
Yeah, well, it seems like you guys just have it up and are going down the list looking for...
Well, yeah, we're looking at all your cool friends.
Well, you only have to go like two people to find a really attractive young woman.
And I am very proud of your diverse friendship. There's a lot of... I see some special needs people on here. That's very nice.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, I mean, this is... You've obviously spent a lot of time on this. Now, are you looking forward to some kind of influencer position? Is that possible?
What do you mean by influencer position?
Well, like on Instagram.
Yeah, on Instagram. How many followers do you have?
Yeah, I think I don't really relate to... I feel like I'm more just so someone who has a mission, who's documenting it on Instagram. But I have... For WeWork, for example, I had a partnership with them, which I was able to use to have funds to do the project, which is nice.
With WeWork? Aspect, did you meet Adam Newman?
No, I did not meet Adam Newman.
Wow. Were you scammed by him when you had a partnership with him?
I had a good relationship, and yeah, it's a shame what happened with the brand, but there are a lot
of... more than a shame.
A house of cards, but yeah.
What about his, did you ever meet his wife?
No, I did not.
She sounded a little quirky.
Yeah, I mean, she may be. I followed the stories back when they were posting about them, but...
Did you, you're an accountant, right?
I studied finance.
Did you check out their IPO and look at it and go, oh, they got way too many long-term expenses?
No, I did not look into it that much. I was just following the headlines.
Okay. Rob, do you remember when you were in Lyon, France?
I was not there. You mean when I met someone there?
It says I was in Lyon, France. Oh, but
that might be them saying it.
They sent me back. Okay, born in El Salvador, Paola Landaverde.
She sounds hot.
She's really cute.
Oh, wow.
Rob?
Comment?
Rob?
Yeah.
Now, wait. So here's an influencer thing.
I'm not knocking it, by the way, Rob. I think it's a cool way to meet a lot of chicks and... he's making friends with people who are hot, but I'm just saying it is nice to have that there's zillions of hot chicks on here.
You're making a big assumption. You do like, is it women or is it guys? I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's some cute guys on here.
I do like women.
Oh, okay.
Okay. From the women, I thought so.
I know, of course. I'm looking at number 3129. She's beautiful. She's from Saudi Arabia. Her name's Samia. But I noticed at the top.
She sounds hot.
I noticed at the top it says paid partnership with WeWork. How did that, if you don't mind me asking, how does the paid partnership with WeWork, does it, because you're showing all the hot chicks that work in the WeWork buildings?
This is fascinating. I was meeting people at their locations one day out of every week. So we had an agreement where I would show off their space through meeting people there, and also
brilliant,
sharing it with my audience through Instagram stories.
Brilliant.
And it just happens to meet this smoke show from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Rob?
It happens. It's part of the project.
Yeah.
We're just giving you a hard time, Rob.
Take her into one of the WeWork nap rooms.
What's that?
Nothing.
Yeah, I had a call with another radio station, too. It's always the same the same type of question.
Well, you're a young guy. You're a young guy. You're single, and there are a lot of attractive women. I mean, it just seems to, you know, that's why I wondered if, geez, this guy really, is it just about making friends, or is it maybe the secondary thing of, you know, doesn't hurt to meet. Well, how has it ever hurt you to meet an attractive woman, Rob?
No.
Okay, see, there you go.
It probably goes the other way, too. There's probably been some chicks that are like, hey, this guy's hot. I want to be his friend and close the deal that way. Has that ever happened?
I'm sure. I mean, I go into it with a very authentic mindset, so I'm not usually thinking about those things.
Are you part of Nexium?
What's that?
Are you part of Nexium? Do you know what Nexium is?
Heartburn medicine?
No.
It is heartburn. Yeah, that's right. Just like AIDS and AIDS.
Yeah.
AYDS and AIDS. Yeah, Rob, this is really fun. And is there something that you want to plug to mention to get people, you know, to try to be your friend, or anybody who wants to be your friend to get in touch with you?
Sure. If they want to be part of it, if they think it's interesting, they can reach me on Instagram at Rob's10KFriends. Yeah, and if you guys want to take the time to have an hour conversation, I'd be happy to have you as part of the project. But yeah, we're just going to see where it goes. We're about 3,400 people into it. It's been about 5 years.
Rob,
probably has like 10 years to go.
I have to imagine you've had some friendships. You're going to talk to him for an hour where the conversation just lagged on and there was no personality with the person.
Awkward.
Yeah. How did that go?
Good. I mean, you know, I think honestly people are trying to meet someone new too. And sometimes these people are painfully shy and they use it as an example to push themselves out of their comfort zone. And having talked to 3,400 people, I know I'll be able to keep the conversation afloat. So
that's a lot of work.
Why do you just talk about yourself?
No, you just ask questions.
Okay. Yeah.
I think for me, a lot of the time I'm doing like 20% of the talking and just trying to learn about people's lives. So,
you know, with that many people, you're on how many people? 3,400 and some?
Almost 3,400.
Okay, 3,400. Now, in all this time, over 5 years, I would assume that when you have 3,400 people, somebody in that group probably, you know, murders somebody or does something terrible. Have you had to break up with any of the friends?
No, I've not had to break up with any of the friends.
Have any of them committed a crime that you're aware of?
It's got to be.
I mean, that's
3,400 people. Yeah. I mean, one of them. It's like, you know, you go to Woodstock and somebody's going to die. You know it because the numbers. Has anybody died? I mean, not that I'm rooting for it, but just saying.
That I have met?
Yeah, of the 3,400?
So one of the 98-year-olds was a World War II veteran, and he passed away.
Okay. Wow. It's
an active total. Is your dad your friend? Because like Drew said, we talked to him. He seems like a great guy.
Yeah, my dad's awesome.
So he,
I'm glad you got the chance to talk to him.
Yeah.
Did he have to do the hour interview?
No, he had already put his hour in before I started the project.
He also said that I asked him if all these friends were taking away from family time, and he said no. So
yeah.
I guess you know something right.
Boy, this is a real job. Well, Rob, one more name I want to throw out there. Jennifer Sela.
Ooh.
Okay.
Does it ring a bell?
He doesn't remember.
Okay, let's see. In 2015, Jennifer Sela went to the doctor. She'd been feeling fatigued. Oh,
man.
This doesn't sound good.
Does everyone have a sob story, Rob?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
Wait, she had 2 weeks to live, refusing to accept that as her fate. She told him to get on whatever chemotherapy treatments. Jennifer was given medicine to manage her symptoms. She made it past those 2 weeks. Oh, a year later. Oh. She got, idiopathic multicentric Castleman disease. What in the world? She continued to manage symptoms, emotional stress, but she's pushed herself to become her own boss so she could live her life more freely. About 3 years ago, she leveraged her bilingual skill set, I'm bilingual too, to start her own translating agency, employing over from 3%. Wow, amazing. And Rob, she's beautiful, isn't she?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's a pretty girl. She also,
Rob met her.
Came with her. Her boyfriend.
Oh, I notice he's not your friend.
He could be if he wanted to be.
But hey, he could be out of there in no time. I mean, it's kind of a high maintenance situation.
Do you remember number 2366, Lauren Bushby?
Let me see, Rob. Let me see, Mark.
Huh? Well. She did ballet when she was a kid?
Yeah.
You remember her?
In Philly.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess.
Did you close that deal? I have a friendship, I mean. Still friends?
She's married and pregnant.
Oh, is it yours?
No. That's a dumb question.
I'm going to guess that Rob likes brunettes. I don't know why. Rob, yeah, I'm just for
Rob just likes
conversation.
People. He likes people.
Okay, then he likes like brunettes.
What's the perfect girl for Rob?
I guess I've yet to find that out.
Could be Hope Valandry. Boy, is she fine. She's fascinated with World War II and politics, and she's beautiful.
Oh, you should introduce her to one of those 98-year-olds.
Check out Hope.
I know, man.
Yeah.
You must have a crazy microfiche.
And he met her in person, too. Well, I can't, how many of these people have you met in person?
3,259.
Who is your most famous friend, Rob?
I'm not sure. Maybe a guy from a YouTube group called Yes Theory.
No actors or singers.
I was thinking maybe somebody made it to the NFL or the NBA, yeah. Or they're an actress or an actor and they're in a big movie or something. Anybody that we might know?
No, I don't think so.
Nope.
Rob doesn't want any friends more famous than him.
Yeah, Rob's famous. We're talking to Rob. Okay, Rob, listen, congratulations on this project. You're about one third of the way there, and boy, you sound very determined to make it. So we'll send everybody to, let's
because that's what best friends do.
Instagram, and it's Rob's 10K friends. And
we're going to keep checking in too, Rob. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'll put your number in my phone.
You sound thrilled.
Rob?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good listener. Crazy.
It reminded me of the.
You've got a friend in me.
Reminded me of the Apollo 13 moment. I can't believe how many people he's met. All these pictures, Rob. Listen, good luck with it. Congratulations, and tell your dad we thank him.
I will. Thank you guys. Thanks
okay,
for
Rob.
Having me.
We'll see you.
Thank you. I'm so happy. Rob is my best friend.
Nice kid,
Mark. These women are outrageously cute. They are.
There are a lot of hot chicks on
there, and they're all thin.
I know.
He's not. He seems to somehow. I guess fat people don't want friends. I don't know. I'm not knocking anybody. I'm just saying there are a lot of thin, really pretty
girls. Very attractive ones, yeah.
Can I play the conversation he has with the guys now whenever he talks to them?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Sports? No. Movies? No. Hiking? No. Cars? No. Porn? Yes! Gay porn? No.
I know you're going to have fun.
This is kind of a brilliant move for him, and he makes a deal with WeWork.
I cannot believe he's met all these people. There's so many pictures on here. Oh, look at that. Another one.
Look at her. Oh, she's tall. She's gorgeous. Leggy.
She's really smoking, man. Wow. All right. Let's move on to, and that was the Hall Financial Hotline, by the way. Thank you for sponsoring the hotline, where we were able to talk to 10K Rob. And I wanted to mention Bono's 60 songs that saved his life. And I decided that he was trying to go for, because he never used an artist for more than one song.
Okay.
So he probably wanted to get in as many as he could. But I felt like he left some pretty big people out. But anyway, Sex Pistols, Anarchy in the UK, great song.
Yeah.
Kanye West, Black Skinhead.
Yeah, yeah, that was a big one. That was on the... maybe 4 years ago.
Why would that song save his life, though?
I don't know. Why would any song save his life? You
well,
hear
maybe
it?
He just loves it, and, you know, it gives him endorphins. Yeah, I don't think I know the song.
It's actually not... It's one of his better, newer songs. I don't know why Bono associates with it.
Lyrics, probably.
Do you like skinheads?
George Bush doesn't care about black people. My leather black jeans on. My body
means on. Part and I'm getting my scream on. What else is on his list?
Sound like Hollaback Girl at all?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah! Billie Eilish, Everything I Wanted.
What?
I don't know the song. I think he's trying to include a lot of people. David
so
Bowie.
So he needed his life saved at the age of 59 then?
Apparently, yeah.
He had very little resources then, Brandon.
David Bowie, Life on Mars. That's a great
that
song.
That dude's dying ASAP.
The Beatles, I Want to Hold Your Hand, I think because it was the first Beatles song and probably the Beatles.
Saved
I would imagine like a lot of people his age, they saw him on Ed Sullivan and said, I want to be the man. Ramones, Swallow My Pride. Now, these are all A lot of these songs are deeper songs, which is probably showing how deep he's so deep.
I actually think he's really cool.
Hoo-ah. The Clash, Safe European Home. I mean, I can think of 20 Clash songs I like better.
Well, maybe he was not in a safe European home, and that song made him realize he should be in a safe European home.
Public Enemy, Fight the Power. Seems like the obvious. He doesn't know any other Public Enemy songs. But he wanted to sound cool.
Such a great song.
Patti Smith, People Have the Power.
Yeah, it's a cool song.
John Lennon, Mother.
Wait, didn't he sing that somewhere for some benefit? Yeah.
Was it the Rolling Stone Hall of Fame thing? Rock and Roll Hall of Fame concert?
I don't know where it was. I thought it was some benefit.
John Lennon, Mother's kind of a weird pick, but I think it's because it's from his first album where he wrote all songs about very personal songs. Rolling Stones, Ruby Tuesday. Trudy?
Why, though? I don't get... when I looked at that article, I was like, why do I want to see the songs that saved his life? It seems...
Should it just be Bono's favorite songs?
It should just be his 60 favorite songs, the songs that influence it, whatever. I mean, yeah, I think we're getting too hung up on that.
I can't wait to see the letter that he writes to Kanye.
I think the writing a letter thing is out of control. If I'd known that, I don't think I would have gone here.
I think Bono's out of control.
He is out of control. Elton John, Daniel. That is a great song.
Oh, lovely song.
Andrea Bocelli. Pontine. Like, he even knows the song.
Is he going to write him a letter in Braille?
He threw a dart at his
Bono
song
knows
list.
Everything.
This is going to make him sound smart.
Elvis Presley, Heartbreak Hotel.
How's he going to write a letter to Elvis?
I know. You have to write to Lisa Marie, I guess. Johnny Cash, Hurt. It's a cover, though.
Yeah,
isn't that kind of an insult to the Cash legacy?
It's a cool cover, though.
It's a cool cover.
Why that saved his life.
Kraftwerk, Neon Lights. I think he did that to be cool. The Fugees, Killing Me Softly with his song. He doesn't know it's a cover. So he just heard it on the radio. Prince, When Doves Cry.
Oh, great tune.
Daft Punk featuring Pharrell Williams and Now Rogers, Get Lucky.
Mm-hmm. That's a cool song.
Madonna, Ray of Light.
I actually like
that. A lot of people like that
song.
That's
one of my favorite Madonna songs, which I'm embarrassed to admit.
I like some of her songs. Jay-Z featuring Alicia Keys. You have to have Alicia Keys unless it's the law.
New York. Is that the song?
Talking about New York.
Is that the song?
Yeah, she plays two pianos at once in it, I think.
Neat.
Does she give your heart is necessary at this time.
Does she give a big lecture for 15 minutes while she's noodling on the piano before she goes into the song? Every song she does. Her concerts must have like 5 songs. She just
talks. Did she play that It's the Grammys song? I love that song.
It's the Grammys.
That's on his next list. 61st birthday.
Talking Heads, Love Goes to Buildings on Fire. I don't even know that song, and I love Talking Heads.
I'll play it. What is it called?
It's on the last album. I wanted to hear it, actually. I meant to play it last night. It's called Love Goes to Building on Fire. It's got to be in the last album, or the second to last album. I'm sorry. Burning Down the House.
I don't even see it on here. Hang on. I can't even find it.
Do you know the Madonna song Hollywood?
Never heard that one.
It's the one that she made out with Britney, where the guy said, remember that dude?
Did you know
that she openly kissed
Madonna? Did you know she openly kissed Madonna?
And Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, I know. Aguilera had to make out skinned. With that rotting piece of whatever.
Hollywood. Yeah, that was a cool song. I like that.
What's the talking?
Love Goes to Building on Fire. While you're looking, Lou Reed's Satellite of Love. Great song. Would that be your Lou Reed pick, Trudy? Are you a Lou Reed fan?
Yeah, White Light, White Heat. I like that song.
I have to admit, I like Sweet Jane a lot. And Take a Walk on the Wild Side is a great song.
My name is Rodney. I'm your host.
Oh, come on.
The hell is that?
Was not the song. It was a podcast about the song.
Oh, Jesus. The Verve, Bittersweet Symphony.
Nice. Easy.
It is a cover. Rolling Stones cover. Joy Division, Level Tear Us Apart. There it is. New Order, True Faith. Great song. R.E.M., Night Swimming.
Oh, fantastic song.
It's a good song.
That might be their best song.
I have a lot of R.E.M. favorites. I would have a very hard time picking my favorite.
Bono and I have
song.
A lot more in common than I'm realized.
Adele, Chasing Pavements.
Yeah, that was her first hit. Yeah.
I don't know how you can't Such choose. What song. Was the giant hit? The one sounds like a Motown record. The one that everyone played.
In the Rolling in the Deep?
Yeah, yeah, Rolling in the Deep. I love that song. I think it's a great song. Sorry for being so common.
I can't compare love.
Oh, okay, I know the song.
When it's not love.
I think this is earlier Talking Heads, like Remain in Light or Talking Heads 77.
1977.
Psycho Killer's on that, I think.
Not included on the debut album.
Well.
Which is a building. Which is on fire.
He was trying to be quirky with his pick.
Are you shallow for liking a popular song, though?
Because Bono's trying to be so deep.
He's doing a good job.
I feel that way personally sometimes. I like Blood, Sugar, Sex, Magic by the Chili Peppers, and I was scorned by the Chili Peppers. That's just the head.
I was what is wrong with those people? When nobody liked my favorite band.
There's a reason they're popular. Because a lot of people like those songs.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing something good is going on when lots of people like something.
Yeah.
You can't like it the
Wait,
most.
So was this snobby Chili Peppers fan, were they trying to say that's not their best album?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, they're wrong. Yeah. It's by far
like Mother's Milk or something like that, which I do.
Fuck
but...
them. Come on.
Arcade
good
Fire.
Good album, but sorry, go ahead.
Arcade Fire.
They were trying to prove that they were a much longer Chili Peppers fan than me. Go ahead. Arcade Fire. Sorry.
Wake Up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a great song, although Dan Patrick ruined it because he plays it every Friday. You know that song, right?
I think I do, but I was going to play it last night.
It's a great song because it, why is this? Oh, I got too many things going. It's a cool song because it changes like four or five times within the song.
Oh, yeah, the song.
Did they play this on SNL?
No, they played the Suicide song. Well, last time.
Well, I know the song. I didn't know it was called Wake. Oh, yeah. God, I know the song.
Yeah.
It's a great song. Some of the picks are much more obvious than others. Pixies, Monkey Gone to Heaven.
Yeah, that was a big Pixie song.
Oasis, Live Forever. I love that song.
Fantastic.
I love that song.
Yeah, that Bono guy knows what he's doing.
Iggy Pop, Lust for Life.
Yeah.
It's a great song. I think I would pick another. I might pick I Want to Be Your Dog or I Love Bang Bang.
No, what's the one with hand claps?
Bang Bang.
With the Stooges. Hang on.
With the Stooges?
Yeah, it's one of their first hits.
TVI? The Stooges didn't really have hits, but I mean, I Want to Be Your Dog is probably the biggest Stooges song. Wait, I'll find it.
First, now I think of you hand clapping, though, when I hear it.
What is the name of the song?
No Fun.
No Fun.
I will slap your face.
No Fun.
I never really cared for Search and Destroy, though.
I'm not a fan of that song either. I'm not a big Stooges fan. I like a few of their songs, but I like him so. I like the songs he did with Bowie, From the Idiot, and Lust for Life. I like those two albums a lot, and then I love some later songs, like Candy's a good song.
But you like
I'm a Punk Rocker.
Was that
Teddy Boys?
Teddy Bears, yeah.
Teddy Bears. And then...
it's hard to beat Passenger.
Yeah, Passenger's a great song. Nightclubbing.
Nightclubbing, that's in the Trainspotting movie.
The, was it the Dum Dum Boys? Dum Dum Club?
I don't know that one. Love this beat.
This song is just a groove.
This is the scene in Trainspotting, I believe, when he lost the heroin suppository in the toilet.
Yes.
Such a cool scene. Gross, but cool.
His biggest streaming songs are The Passenger, Real Wild Child, Lust for Life, Candy, Gardenia, I'm Bored. Some of these are newer, Break Into Your Heart.
See, Nightclubbing's fifth on his Spotify.
Is it? What's 1, 2, 3, 4?
Passenger, Lust for Life, Real Wild Child, Candy, Nightclubbing, Lust for Life, Edit.
Is Bang Bang in there anywhere? Mm-hmm. Okay. His career was kind of down at the time. Yeah, this is such a groove. It's got two grooves going eventually.
Is this list accessible on, say, Google Music or something? The Bono list?
No, I don't know if it's put. It probably is somewhere, but
the Bono's.
I was just reading
list.
The list. Gavin Friday Angel. I don't know who Gavin Friday is.
What? Gavin Friday Angel?
I don't even know who that is. Massive Attack, Safe from Harm.
That's a good song.
Kendrick Lamar featuring U2, XXX. Bob Marley and the Wailers, Redemption Song. Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit. Pearl Jam, Jeremy. I know. Jeremy and Tell Smells Like Teen Spirit's like, what? Did he skip the whole grunge period?
Kind of. I've never heard of Gavin Friday.
He's an Irish dude.
Is he? This is Angel.
Yeah, there's some Irish. Simple Minds made the list, I noticed. The Pixies. Van Morrison.
Wait, another Pixies?
No. They made the list. Aren't they Irish? Are the Pixies Irish?
No
they're not.
Run
That's
along
right.
the back to Boston. Dublin and find yourself a bottle to crawl into.
Did I get the Pixies and the Posies mixed up? Are the Posies Irish?
I don't know.
Okay, doesn't matter. Bob Dylan, Most of the Time. That was a song I really thought was a great song. It was about how he doesn't think about this woman most of the time. Somebody from his past who he's stuck on.
Only when he's beating off?
Probably. He doesn't say that in the song, but...
That should be one of his lyrics. I guess that's why he's Dylan and I'm not.
I thought it was a great song. I really did it. And I'd never heard it. So that's why I like the list.
I think you a bit enough.
Beyonce featuring Kendrick Lamar, Freedom. He likes a Beyonce song. Among the 60 songs he likes the best, there's a Beyonce song.
And another Kendrick Lamar one.
Oh, that's right. It's featured.
It is a good song.
Great harmonies.
Depeche Mode, Walking in My Shoes. It's a good song. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Into My Arms. I don't know that song. I don't know Nick Cave that well. I've always wanted to listen to some Nick Cave because I keep reading about him, but I don't know his music very well. Simon and Garfunkel, The Sounds of Silence.
It's a cool song.
Coldplay, Clocks. That was when I really liked Coldplay.
That's
Clocks
is a great song.
It is a great song. I love it.
Brandon. Mm-hmm. Make you listen.
You know how I know you're gay? You like Coldplay.
It's no scientist. But...
In Excess, Never Tear Us Apart. He was big buddies with, what's his name? The dead guy.
Hutchins,
yeah. The New Radicals, You Get What You Give. This is a great song.
Oh, it's a phenomenal song. I guess he's from Detroit, too, isn't he?
The New Radicals are from Detroit?
Well, it's one guy, I think.
Oh, the guy in the video?
The dude with the fisherman hat?
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Brandon. Isn't he from Detroit? I didn't know that. I had no idea.
Greg Alexander?
Angelique Kidjo Agolo? Who the fuck is that, Bono?
No.
He threw a dart. They said, here's a list of really avant-garde people. Throw a dart at it. Lady Gaga, Born This Way. He doesn't really like that song. He just wanted to put her on the list.
Makes him inclusive.
And yeah, Greg Alexander is from Grosse Pointe.
Oh, is he really? I had no clue.
Whatever happened to him, though?
He got sued by Courtney Love and Marilyn Manson.
Did he really?
I don't know. I thought he did.
Frank Sinatra and Bono, Under My Skin. I just want to remind people he did a song with Frank Sinatra. David Bowie, Heroes, which he thinks is about him. Simple Minds, New Gold Dream. Sinead O'Connor, You Made Me the Thief of Your Heart.
Whatever, Bono.
Irish.
Boner.
You know, I notice he doesn't have a lot of his contemporaries, like some of the New Wavers and Punkers that came up with him. And he has Sinead O'Connor in there?
He has to throw in the Irish people, because imagine if, you know, someone was going to do a list from the United States and they left everybody from the States off.
No Elvis Costello?
Jealous.
No Police.
Oh, wow. That's
no Jam. Van Morrison, A Sense of Wonder is the song I did not know. It's not my favorite Van Morrison song by a mile after hearing it. Bruce Springsteen, There Goes My Miracle. That was the song I was saying that it's about. There goes the girl of my dreams. There she goes. Bye. Daniel Lanois, The Maker.
Why didn't he have the Laws on there then? Sounds like Bono likes every, girl's leaving. Isn't that, There She Goes,
there's,
isn't that the Laws?
There she goes, there she goes again. That's a great song. That's a great album. Peter Frampton, Show Me the Way.
Cool. It's funny because, like, a lot of this list are really good songs and the other is just like, okay, Bono. Okay, we get it.
Of course they are.
We understand, Bono.
And then Bee Gees, Immortality. That's like who knows that song? The Bee Gees have a million. I mean, Stayin' Alive.
That's Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, 1941 mining disaster. Lonely Days. How Deep Is Your Love? I mean, I can name a million Bee Gees hits, but Immortality, what is that? And he likes the demo version. I'm sorry.
Okay, Bono. Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Wait. Immortality. Oh, here it is, the demo version. Originally, the first one popped up, which is Celine Dion featuring the Bee Gees.
Oh. Ugh, gross.
Immortality, the demo version. He has the only copy. That's why he picked it.
Well, thank God it saved his life. Ugh.
He thinks it's beautiful.
This is really the song?
I guess so. It's that's what he says.
Yeah.
Here's a nice piece of shit.
Oh, this song sucks.
Stop it. Cut out, Bee Gees. All right. Ted sent me an email. He was excited because I read his drugstore rant, and he added an addendum. And I've been waiting for this. He said,
Ted, where you at?
All the clerks at the store I referenced, and this is where people were constantly pissed about wearing a mask, having to wear a mask, said they have stopped confronting anyone without a mask. They still have the mandatory mask sign up on the entrance, but
it's not worth it. People are flipping out.
They don't try too hard to stop those who won't wear one. So unruly society gets their way.
Did you see the couple mask stories? Did you see the brawl in California because they were transients walked into a Target without masks? And you can see security come up behind them and say, hey, can you put on a mask? And they just turn around and start attacking security. And the video is crazy. It's like, what a bunch
why,
of assholes.
Why? I'm sorry, but why would being asked to wear a mask create? Well, I don't understand what the anger is. I mean, it seems to me you should at least understand that these companies, first of all, they're probably worried about being sued because somebody says, I got COVID at your store.
Now, here's a guy that you would appreciate this. I don't know the name of who emailed this to us, but you were on the email. It says, guy in giant baby mask at Kroger. Did you see that picture?
No, I didn't.
It says, hey, guys, I spotted this guy in a giant baby mask at Kroger in Dearborn. I managed to take a picture, but I didn't want him to see me taking it because I was predicting a long-winded lecture. And it's an old man. I would say he's about in his late 60s, and he's got a mask on, like a regular blue mask over his ears, and he's got glasses. And then on top of it, just a huge cutout of a very angry baby. I'm not a baby.
I'm not a baby.
And he's buying some Mike's Hard Lemonade.
That is the cry of America. I'm not a baby.
This picture, we got
half of America. I'm sorry.
We'll put this picture on the. We'll put it on today's post at the very bottom. It's worth checking out. It's pretty funny.
Okay, and I was sent something from. Let's see, and people are sending so many things, and I'm glad you do because I like reading it. Becky sent me an article by Cindy Simpson. This is, I'm sure this is probably some controversial site, American Greatness. And it's a story called Reopen Society and Shut Down Moral Narcissism. We're all in this together and forward, comrade. Moral narcissists are helping to make sure America's COVID-19 lockdown continues in full force, shaming anyone who objects, refuses, questions, or even simply voices concerns or complaints. I Know Best, How Moral Narcissism is Destroying Our Republic, if it hasn't already, is the title of Roger Simon's fascinating 2016 book on the subject of moral narcissism. Simon described this particular kind of narcissism as a far more lethal form that is destroying our families, friendships, workplace atmosphere, and democratic republic. The kind of lethality infecting the cure for a pandemic could certainly produce an outcome much worse than that of the virus itself. Simon describes the feeling of the moral narcissist this way. What you believe or claim to believe or say you believe, not what you do or how you act or what the results of your actions may be, defines you as a person and makes you good. It's how your life will be judged by others and by yourself. If your intentions are good, if they conform to the general received values of your friends, family, and coworkers, what a person of your class and social milieu is supposed to think, everything's fine. You're that good person. You're ratified. You can do anything you wish. It doesn't matter in the slightest what the results of those ideas and beliefs are or how society, the country, and in some cases the world suffers from them. It doesn't matter that they misfire completely, cause terror attacks, illness, death, riots in the inner city, or national bankruptcy. You'll be applauded and approved of. It's a very complicated definition. We're supposed to think the continued shutdowns over the coronavirus are good. Those who dare to ask about the science and models behind lockdown orders, the increasing collateral damage to our economy, or the difference between dying with or dying of the virus, much less the deaths that are happening because of the shutdown, receive swift judgment from the moral narcissists, not in the form of factual or intelligent answers, but rather questions framed to shame. Don't you care about Granny? Do you want more people to die? Is the economy more important to you than people's lives? For the moral narcissist Simon Quipped, a trip to Whole Foods and a Tesla became the equivalent of striking a blow against world hunger. Today, wearing a mask while you shop, and only for essentials, plus making sure everyone else wears one and stays 6 feet away has become the equivalent of saving people from dying. These moral narcissists don't trouble themselves with facts such as the reality that everyone dies eventually, or that even before COVID-19, most people who died were elderly, and that most residents who moved into nursing homes were well over the age of average life expectancy and stayed less than 6 months. And that wasn't because they checked out and decided to move to a condo in Florida. Neither quarantine the healthy nor social distancing are even remotely considered oxymoronic phrases by the moral narcissists, who don't seem to worry about the psychological impacts of it all, especially on our children and our nation's social cohesion and psyche. Even though one-size-fits-all versions of anything rarely fit anyone at all, the narcissists still insist on this style of sweeping, draconian strategies to combat the virus. The individuals suffering from lack of proper medical care for other conditions, unemployment, etc., are but specks in the narcissist's imagined grand picture of the greater good for the collective. It's a call to action in the name of
broad brush.
If the let me read it again. Individuals suffering from lack of proper medical care for other conditions, unemployment, etc., are but specks in the narcissist's imagined grand picture of the greater good for the collective. Well, a lot of people don't go to the hospital now, are going to the doctor because they're afraid. They don't want to get COVID. So they maybe they suffer a little longer before they go to the doctor. I mean, I'm not saying it's obviously a, this person's opinion. If the call to action in the name of public health has revealed the inner dictator in many of our government officials, they found their own army of volunteer enforcers, the moral narcissists, not only in the media, but in our own neighborhoods. Their shutdown orders may not be constitutional, but by golly, they're moral. If it only saves one life. And if you disagree with that precept, you could go to jail, not for being guilty of what used to be considered an actual crime, but for failing to comply with these do-gooders' concepts of morality. As Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot warned those who refuse to follow her stay-at-home orders, we have to take that next level of enforcement to make sure that we save lives. We will shut you down, we will cite you, and if we need to, we will arrest you, and we will take you to jail. She also asked residents to anonymously submit tips of the order breakers to the police. And again, tattletales. We love being tattletales. You see Mayor Lightfoot and the anonymous tattletales know best. Not coincidentally, it's also many of the same people, as Julie Kelly noted, who know better than we and who promoted the collusion hoax fluff from... Oh, okay. I don't want to get into all this part. It's Mueller, Russia, Kavanaugh lynch mob condemned pro-life high schoolers for smirking and demanding
the collusion delusion
over a phone call now support a prolonged lockdown. The crisis of the virus has certainly given power-hungry state and local politicians a power-grabbing opportunity that they couldn't let go to waste. But for the moral narcissists, it delivered them the perfect scenario for shaming others into conformity. New rules in order to save lives from the virus, the perfect companion to add to their quest to save the planet from climate change. And, of course, they're still working on that, too, trying to insert the Green New Deal policies into the virus relief bills. But they are looking past their upturned noses to see the mounting collateral damage resulting from their efforts. As Simon warned, this kind of narcissism makes people blind to reality and democracy moot. The narcissist allure is not far from the allure of fascism. If our politics is dictated by what makes us feel good about ourselves, our mirror will soon perhaps inevitably morph into mass movements in which mock Gestapo salutes or pseudo-anarchist Guy Fawkes face masks, not to mention faded T-shirts emblazoned with mass murders like Mao, become the real thing. And it goes on. It goes on significantly longer. And send all complaints to Becky, please. But it's interesting. I understand what the author is trying to say, because if you remember, like, during the run-up to the Iraq war, you really, if you were against the Iraq war, you were public asshole number one. And even Tom Brokaw afterwards said, yeah, we really blew it. We fell for it. We went along with the zeitgeist, which was weapons of mass destruction.
And Colin Powell.
Colin Powell, yeah. I blame Colin Powell.
Because I trusted him.
I think there's a lot of examples where that whole
kind of
mental groupthink. There's more of that now where any opposing ideas are just sort of like, how dare you? You want people to die?
Yeah, but she's acting like
if you follow along, you're an idiot. I don't understand why she thinks the government wanted to shut everything down.
The author, I don't know. I'm not sure. I think it's being called. It's, you know, having blood on your hands because you could have
government.
No one could have died if we'd all stayed home. You know, when there were 15 cases. But you know, it's interesting because you see a lot of natural progressions with all the countries where, you know, there's this many cases and then, you know, people start dying. And then more people start dying, and they go, oh, we got to shut down and stop this. And then they shut down. And then...
But that you realize they did that in the past. I mean, that's the big example. That's what has worked in the past to stop the spread.
What do you mean by the past?
1918, the whole... Trudy, have you ever seen that? The comparison of Philadelphia and St. Louis and where Philadelphia said, fuck you, we're having our big parade. Right. So they had a massive spike, whereas St. Louis...
What in the hell are you talking about?
I didn't want to go down this road.
No, I totally. And I saw over the weekend they were showing the whole signage back in the time of wearing masks. It was not considered manly to wear a mask.
Yeah.
You were a pussy if you did.
I have to tell you, I really don't mind wearing a mask. I didn't think I would like wearing a mask. I don't want to wear one, but I you know, if it can possibly make a difference, it's not that big an inconvenience. I really do compare it to 9/11 when a lot of people are like, well, these people going through my shit at the airport. It's like, well, but in light of the current scenario, I mean, actually, no, they don't really need to do that all the time. But at the time, it seemed like they did. It was what was annoying to me was when
they were taking their shoes off. They were mad about that.
And the random selection where you'd see some 80-year-old in a wheelchair. You know, who would,
a lot of that was the theater of security,
but that was total theater. That was we're not going to profile. But the group of terrorists were a very specific small age group, and they were not 80-year-old women.
I agree.
From you know a nursing home or from you know grandma that's flying to see the grandkids or whatever. They just weren't. It never happened.
But COVID, on the other hand, can affect everyone, can get anyone sick. And how the person reacts to it, though, is different based on their health.
Well, I like the moral narcissism term because I understand what the author's saying.
Well, the moral narcissism term.
I see it on both sides. I don't just see it on one side. I see it happening on the two extreme ends where people say, you don't understand science, or you don't believe science, or you want to kill your grandmother. And the other side is, you know, you want to destroy the world. But I think it's really a lot more complicated than that. And
well, isn't the moral narcissist, isn't that more do as I say, not as I do type thing?
Yeah, I think that was originally what she was saying.
Yeah, but I think most people are complying and not going out.
Yeah, most people are.
Let's just open it all.
I do think, though, that honestly, there is such a fear factor that I think it's a bit overblown,
sure,
to say the least.
Of course it is, because of the unknown. I mean, it all stems from not knowing what it is or what to do.
But if you know who's dying and why they're dying, you should be able to make your way. And, you know, instead of, well, I don't know.
I think
instead
that takes
of, but,
more time than people want to wait. Which is fine. I understand that.
I would think if you were so scared of dying that you would spend time gathering some information and finding out how to avoid dying.
Sure.
And who should most avoid dying. And then I don't think it's that complicated. And I think looking at certain countries are having better success than others. You know, the shutdown here is what's most disappointing to me is that we've spent all this time shut down and we still have all these people dying and getting the virus. It's like... wow, that was really kind of half-assed.
Once again, now we know most of it are in prisons and old folks' homes.
Well, and in New York, people at home are getting it. Why are they getting it at home? Because they're going somewhere or they're doing
something.
Listening
to you yesterday, Drew, I think I might have missed it. I think I might have ran upstairs for a moment because I was listening back to yesterday's show and you were talking about kind of the risk assessment of everything. And you used the example of the health field.
Yeah, the cost of lives saved. Yeah. Exactly.
And that was very interesting, you know, when you put it in the perspective of, you know what, if we all just got MRIs during our yearly physical, we would probably really reduce cancer deaths. Well, really reduce it, because you would find so many, but we don't, because it's not cost effective.
It's too expensive. So is the medical community killing us? No, we accept it because it's too expensive. And we sort of know that, yeah, this will catch somebody in the, you know, somewhere along the line, somebody, if they just done this, you know.
Once again, though, going back to I think we know how cancer acts, or for the most part, how it acts. And nobody knew how this virus acted.
Still don't. Still
this agree. Isn't cancer. And things, this isn't Alzheimer's disease, well, dementia, or something like that.
The cool thing is, with more information, things change.
But we also, you know, just to be on the other side, we also know how the economy acts.
Oh, I know.
And the economy, and we know how people do when they don't have jobs, and when unemployment is, you know, 20-25%, and when the government has to spend, I mean, the Michigan's spending $840 million a week on unemployment
claims. They took his job.
You know, the state budget has to be balanced. So they are going to have to cut a lot of services. Mm-hmm. And services, sometimes people don't get services. You know, maybe it's mental health stuff. Maybe it's, people in poverty. Maybe it's food stamps. I mean, who knows what it is? But that cost, there is a cost to that.
Well, there's going to be a lot of people who, you know, when they go back to work are kind of a little disappointed. I was speaking with my mother, who is able to pay bills in the future for the first time in a long time because she's receiving the extra umph. And so are we going to look back at that and say, wow, what a fantastic thing that our government did, giving us this extra money to help us get ahead?
Hopefully, if it goes to paying bills and credit and moves things around. Yeah.
And I don't hold it against anyone if they feel that way. That's, you know, they're passengers. They're told to stay at
home. Hi, mommy.
And, you know, don't go to work and shut this thing down. What sucks, though, is some of those people who are getting $960 a week are going to get nothing if their company can't survive the stretch of road.
That's where they messed up, was extending the unemployment.
Well, you know, according to the polls, people don't want to go to work. Is 70%?
Well, they're scared.
65% don't want to go to work.
They should have just covered their people that were working at that moment. If a restaurant shuts down, just pay the employees directly. Unemployment and then the PPP loan? Why not just say we're covering your average pay over 2 months for the next 2 months?
Complicated. That's what Denmark does.
Who does that?
Germany and Sweden, socialist.
Well, you're cutting out the middleman.
Right, exactly.
And then the loans to the businesses doesn't have to be contingent on whether or not they fire anybody.
You know, just briefly going back.
The government's making them shut down and making, you know, businesses here shut down so they can fucking pay the employees.
Point of personal privilege.
I'm not sure why there's a $600 bonus. I guess that's, what's the bonus for?
I don't know.
And Brandon, I'm glad your mom's getting ahead. I have no problem with that.
She was actually telling me that she was, you know, being able to finally pay these bills ahead of time, and she has never been able to do that. So, I mean, that's definitely a bonus to her. I mean, we're in the midst of it right now, and I guess the big question is, when we look back, is what is ultimately going to happen on the economic front? We're too early to know now.
Well, we're too early to judge anything, in my opinion, and I wouldn't judge the lockdown. Nor would I judge the people that think we should not be locked down, because I don't think we'll know until afterwards.
There's a balance between the two. I think it's funny with the whole sky is falling on one side and everybody's dying on the other side. It's like, really? They can't work hand in hand? Aren't they? Don't they both go together?
That's not how people are anymore. You're either here or you're there. And, you know, it's suggested that anyone on the left doesn't want to go to work, and anyone on the right wants to kill people. And I got a letter from somebody an email from somebody who said, by the way, you said you know there are people on the left who want to go to work and do not want to sit at home anymore, and I'm one of those people. So I know it's not everybody, but it does seem like it maybe falls a little bit within those lines. What I hate, as far as the moral narcissist, I hate this idea that anyone who doesn't feel the way I do, there's something wrong with them, and they should shut up.
Yeah.
That's why this idea that, you know, having a different opinion or being wrong once in a while is so fucking criminal. And these people who get angry on behalf of other people, I don't get it. I don't know. I just don't know how we got here. But on that, along those lines today, Brandon and Jim sent some stuff. And I kind of chuckled when I saw that Christy Teigen's taking a break from social media.
Thank God. Isn't this what we've all been wanting for a long, long time?
But she won't stay broken up with social media.
No. By the way,
you know, and it'll be a news story when she comes back because she's back.
Well, you know it's gonna bring her back. Trump will do something, and she just I just have to break my silence on social media.
I'm stunned that she's taking a break. Personally, I'm like, what? You mean to tell me that Christy Teigen, who takes all these shots at people because some people were taking shots at her about something that I could care less about? By the way, I didn't even know what was going on. She can't. That's so upsetting to her that she has to take a break. And make her Instagram private.
She can dish it out, but she can't take it.
Sounds like it. And this is because this sounds so stupid. Best-selling cookbook author Allison Roman ripped Teigen for her business model.
Yeah.
And what she seems to be saying is that Christy Teigen's got 1 million Instagram followers. So all she does is say, I got to line it, you know, tag it. And people just go and buy the shit. Or, you know, I've got a new cookbook. And people go, I found Christy Teigen. It must be good. And so, anyway, people were defending Christy Teigen, and then the defenders were replaced by people attacking her. And she said that they, okay, I don't even know if I believe that many people did this. She said that people were calling her kids Petri dish babies.
What?
What?
Why? Come on.
And claiming she was on flight manifests with her name. To Epstein Island.
They were called Petri dish babies because they were made in her vagina.
I have no idea, Mark. I don't even know what she's talking about.
Thank you.
Really, you're a famous person, and you're going to take Twitter comments seriously?
Yeah, you're fragile.
Yeah, very fragile.
Soft.
And what was the? Let's see. There's another something along those lines.
Speaking of soft, are you okay, Mark?
No, I started bleeding on my cheek.
Really? Oh, I thought you had a toothache or something.
No,
Auntie
no.
is bleeding, no. Mark?
What?
Is that a symptom?
It's the time of the month.
My teeth were so messed up.
Is that your face?
I don't know why it started bleeding.
Here's Mark.
I'm bleeding. I just felt a gush, so I need to go buy some Tamps and go lay down.
That's it. I'm quitting social media.
Being mean to me. There were two things today that really... I found myself getting fired up over. I don't even know why, but they were talking about today that they have to have a special meeting to determine if guns should be allowed in the state capitol building. Now,
that meeting went well, too.
Virtually all the state capitol buildings don't allow guns. In fact, the post office doesn't allow guns. Federal buildings don't. The post office doesn't allow guns. Bars don't allow guns. Ballparks and stadiums don't allow guns.
If you go to court, you're not even allowed to bring your cell phone in, for crying out loud. So it's a gun.
Why is this a right that's so important, especially when
Second Amendment.
People that go to the state capitol to protest are typically angry about something. And to be carrying a rifle or a gun, it just seems like it's a bad look. If I were a...
Lots of guns...
I'm not an anti-Second Amendment person, but I'm not one of those people, too, that feels, you know, it's a slippery slope. And if you deny people the right to carry a gun in the state capitol, then the next, I don't feel that way either. If I were a big Second Amendment advocate, I wouldn't want people carrying guns at a protest over COVID-19.
No, cause
it doesn't look good.
It's what people focus on.
It looks bad. And, you know, and I think those people were broad brushed to a degree. In fact, God, people were so pissed. I just bumped into this thing about Gretchen Whitmer claimed that someone had a noose, or she said people with nooses and Confederate flags. And these people swore that there were no nooses. There was something about tyrants should hang, but there were no nooses. And I have no idea. And the next person in the comments, somebody in there said, well, prove it. Prove there were no nooses.
How do you prove
that?
Yeah.
So they have a special meeting to determine if guns should be allowed in state capitol because some aren't sure that they need to ban guns, and some are very angry and don't want them, and some people wearing bulletproof vests because these people were in the gallery over them.
From my cold, dead hands.
Well, they were debating this. Not that topic, but other fiery topics. And so now they're saying, we have to set up a committee to discuss this. A committee, really? Do you need a conference, a committee, all this stuff to decide I don't know. Do most people want guns in the state capitol? Because they're not allowed in other buildings.
Did you hear what happened during the meeting?
No, I didn't.
Oh, at Monday's meeting of the commission wrapped up, the panel, which was holding its meeting through teleconferencing portal, you can kind of see where this is going to go, right? Reacted to a series of what several of
the hackers
inappropriate comments being posted by listeners and wondered aloud, how do we block these without ending the meeting? I love that. Wondered aloud. Some people have infiltrated the meeting who are threatening legislators and individual committee members.
What were the comments? I'm just dying.
You know what they don't say? They don't say in here. You would think somebody had a recording of it somewhere.
I forgot. I think are there 8 Capitol buildings that allow weapons, allow guns?
I don't know.
I've never seen pictures like the pictures I saw last week. I've never seen pictures like that. Maybe
they want our guns!
Maybe in Utah or somewhere that people do this. They carry guns over other issues to the state capitol. I don't know. I've never seen it before.
Did you see the picture of the open carry? I don't know where this was. I don't think it was in Michigan. The open carriers going to Subway?
Going to Subway.
Yeah, you didn't see that. There was a series of pictures that someone took because they were at some rally and they have, you know.
Oh, and Subway was nearby and they got hungry?
Yeah, it just, I don't know, the pictures looked really, the juxtaposition of this guy with a fucking rocket launcher at ordering a sub was really cool. I thought it was funny.
I did see that rocket launcher. That was pretty funny. I saw people were photoshopping a 6-foot sub as it instead. So.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. And of course, the dildo pictures and the guns.
It just seems like it's...
Here you go, Drew. It was on TMZ. Yeah. Armed demonstrators at Subway.
Wouldn't that be distressing to a person, though, who's not expecting to see someone with a rocket launcher at Subway? I mean, isn't that pretty obvious?
This is in Raleigh, the News and Observer. Hashtag Meal Team 6. There you go. There's the pictures. Okay, that guy's just chilling, eating his sub. That guy's fine. Where's
the
rocket?
Wait, wasn't he wearing a mask?
Yeah, there's the one I love, the rocket launcher.
When someone's wearing a mask over their face and they have
a gun?
Guns, I don't know. It just seems like it's natural to think something is not great about that.
Well, except that he's with other people that are, you know, strength in numbers. If he's by himself, maybe.
What kind of guns do they have?
Freaking 12 gauge. What do you think?
I like this guy. This is the longest gun I've ever seen in my life, and he's taking a selfie in Subway. Well, that's fine.
Sure, he'll get lots of likes, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah, he's not hurting anybody.
I'm looking for the. Let's see, where is it? Was it? Oh, Melinda Gates.
Oh boy.
Melinda Gates pops off today saying, "We're lacking leadership at the federal level in the United States," and she was pissing and moaning because she said, "You know, having all these 50 states decide something." Which, by the way, if the federal government did try to tell the states they had to do certain things about opening up and closing up, and people immediately objected wildly, including Cuomo in New York. So,
did you see Cuomo had his mom on? I think it was on Mother's Day.
Chris Cuomo?
No. Andrew, the governor, during his COVID press conference, decided to have his mom like zoom in.
Oh, how cute!
And guess what he said? He said, "You can tell me that I'm your favorite."
Who's my mom?
They're still doing that. The favorite kid joke.
What, did they just watch the Smothers Brothers together?
Exactly.
And see Dick and Tommy Smothers arguing over who mom's favorite was. And they thought it was so cute that they should redo it.
Both Andrew and Chris have been doing that stupid gag forever.
Oh, Jesus. So, anyway, the story goes on. The co-chair of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation said, "If we had better," and Bill, by the way, is not quoted in the story.
No.
"If we had better testing and tracing like Germany has."
She answers the phone first.
"If we had better testing and tracing like Germany has." Oh, I guess she wishes the Nazis won. "We would have reopened more places." Oh, she wants to reopen it. She wants to kill people. It went on to say the Gates have given $4 billion in foundation grants, while Melinda Gates announced that they have given $300 million to fight COVID-19. Now, if the $300 million were $299,950,000 of Bill's money and $50,000 of Melinda's money, wouldn't you feel weird saying we are giving away, they are giving? Isn't that sound a little weird?
Wait, should she feel weird?
Yeah, I would feel weird if
she's been doing it long enough, though.
If I was married to Bill, no, she doesn't feel weird. We know that.
Might have felt weird in like, what, 1990?
If I was married to Bill Gates, I know that's a stretch, but if I was married to Bill Gates, I would feel very weird saying, we are giving away $300 million.
Well, yeah.
I would say, you know, Bill and I talked about it. Bill decided that he would like to do this with his $300 million. That's me. I would.
Well, what if Bill doesn't?
I remember Ted Turner saying that he and his fifth wife, whoever that was, decided to give away $2 billion.
What if Bill didn't? What if saying Bill doesn't want to talk about it? And he's just, okay, you just do it, honey. Great, go ahead.
I still.
Never,
I were married.
You never
to
hear
Gates.
Of Warren Buffett or like either of his girlfriends giving away any money.
Yeah, true. Where's Buffett's wife? Why does she get short? Her shouldn't
girlfriend.
She be pissing and moaning?
Well, I think the wife is dead, right? And that was the.
Doesn't
girlfriend.
He? I thought he lived with like two chicks.
He did. Yeah.
Yeah, his ex-wife and his girlfriend.
They were boning all the time.
And doesn't it make total sense that Buffett is nailing two chicks at once in his own house?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Constantly. Surprised he ever got any work done.
See Donald Sterling, the Scandal docuseries coming up, Blackballed.
What?
It's about 5 days in 2014 when all that crazy. I'm so pumped. Because we're going to have all
that. Magic Johnson. What has he done?
All of it.
Where I want to see it. Where is it? When is it? I'm going to.
I don't think it's worthy of even discussing.
It was
such
in
a stupid remark.
It was in Brandon's prep, but Bentley I think tacked it on at the end. Or do you have it, Brandon?
I think that was Jim's.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this yet, but they haven't consulted us on drops. We can give them some if they need it.
Wait a sec. Is this going to be on Quibi?
Oh yeah, it is.
Oh,
it is.
Fuck that.
There's a trailer too, and I didn't read. I didn't see it.
No one's gonna watch this. It's on a platform. No one's gonna watch.
Please for you.
Just do I know?
The Clippers, burdened by ignorant, racist comments made by its owner.
I support them and give them food.
When I listened to it, I had to listen to it again because I was like, man, he didn't just say that.
If you don't stand for something, then you're part of the problem.
Who gives it to them? Does someone else give it to them? Who makes the game? Do I make the game or do they make the game?
Each generation is faced with the issues of their times.
Seeing CNN and Fox News and realizing this was much bigger than anything I had ever faced
Adam
before.
Silver.
Social injustice, it's bigger than basketball. It's bigger than anything.
Oh, yeah, when they took off their shirt, their Clipper shirts.
Oh! Words hurt. I was always taught to fight.
I want more Sterling in this thing.
I know of the stormy man.
I know, if they don't talk to Sterling.
Because you heard the dreaded B word. Boycott.
Jamel Hill.
This is big news. That was it, though. That was the beginning of the fires.
You have this new generation of athletes saying, we stand in the tradition of people like Muhammad Ali. Like Tommy Smith, like John Carlos. This history matters.
Wait a sec. I gotta say something.
I'm sorry. I didn't.
Like, we lived through that, and we covered that a lot at 105.1.
Oh, yeah.
Did it seem that definitive that it was this big social movement?
No.
Okay.
It was just to get rid of him.
There was a lot of people, a lot of famous people that were kind of joining the chorus that he must go.
Yeah, but my point is nobody was on the other side saying, no, keep Donald.
No, nobody was fighting on his behalf. It was a whitewash.
When you compare it to Muhammad Ali, it's fucking ludicrous.
It's terrible.
I do recall a lot of people that were upset with the fact that he was taped without his knowledge. And a lot of people defending him saying, you know, if we stuck a recorder around you 24/7 when you didn't know about it, we can probably find something about you and throw it out in the media as well.
But nothing like Donald Sterling's remarks.
Correct, but that was the case. That was the defense.
So it's on Quibi, which is supposed to be, what, 10-minute long episodes? So the trailer is basically
one-fifth of
the episode?
I think it's a half hour. This is a docu-series? So maybe there's more than
Quibi's already changing their model?
Possibly.
It's been a failure.
Did everybody watch The Last Dance?
Ooh, yes, loved it.
Yeah,
romance tonight.
These two episodes were basically just saying, "Hey, by the way, if you piss off Michael Jordan, he's going to beat you somehow."
I know. It's just so funny. I loved him watching Gary Payton's comments about, "Oh, you got one, we'll wear him out," you know. And this is Jordan at age 57 going,
"I own Gary. I own Gary Payton. Michael Jordan owned Gary Payton."
That was funny.
But the B.J. Armstrong thing was pretty cool.
Yeah, because B.J. Yeah. Armstrong was doing too much high-fiving and talking shit after they won one game in the series. So he said, you don't win any more games. That's the end of you.
But then there's the story they covered. The Wizards player, I forget his name, Harris maybe? Though he's a rookie.
Oh, Mick pulled, something, right?
Yeah, dumped 37 on the Bulls in Chicago, covered Jordan. Jordan had a bad game. And Jordan made up that story that the kid said, what did he say? Something like, good game, Mike, with his arm around him. He made that up to fire himself up. And people thought that story was true until decades later when Jordan said, is that the way the story went? It was a little confusing the way it was presented.
Yeah, LeBradford Smith. And they made it sound like, you know, he had a great, he wasn't a special player, but he had a great night. He went off for 37, and they made it sound like as he was walking away, he just looked at Mike and said, hey, good game tonight, and that's it. And Michael Jordan used that as fuel, but it wasn't until maybe decades later where he was like, oh, I made that shit up.
Yeah, and so they played back-to-back. So that was the advantage to it, because after the Wizards beat them, or the Bulls, I think the Bulls time beat them in Chicago, the next night they played in Washington, and Jordan dumped 57 or something.
He scored 36 in the first half.
So insane. I was so a lot of it covered his dad's murder, and it was interesting because then Jordan retired right after that, and they made it sound last night that,
well, they didn't really get too far into it. You didn't see the suspects. You didn't really learn about that story. But I guess
I would have liked a little more on his dad's murder.
You know what I would have liked a little bit more of? Space Jam. Gloss over that.
That was pretty cool how they built him a court.
I know.
For his recording. But Jordan acts like
I just want to show up and do my thing.
He was going to retire anyway. Oh, did one three in a row. Nothing else for me to do. Which he's still acting that way today. You got to believe it. A lot of it had to do with his father dying.
I'm sure it probably did.
But they made it act like, no, Jordan was going to do it anyway. And
well, they said that he, you know, his father had wanted him to play baseball, or his father had taught him baseball or something. I don't know. I honestly think Jordan thought he could play Major League Baseball, and he thought it was so like, Reinsdorf, I've done everything I can do in basketball.
Reinsdorf was convinced, too.
But he also, when he retired, he said, retire means I can do whatever I want. And I'm going to play baseball now, and I might just decide to come back and play basketball.
How ludicrous. I never knew he went straight to the Barons, the double-A team, because they only were the only affiliate that could handle the media.
I couldn't even believe that.
No.
Because that's crazy. So you would stunt a guy's development by putting him against competition. It was too, but he did do well considering, and people were like, I hate 200, Jordan sucks. And, you know, the Sports Illustrated thing about Bagot Michael.
Yeah, which didn't you think of?
Yeah, Bruce Wolf is what I thought of.
Yeah.
It's really funny. I don't know. It's a great series.
He certainly had immense talent, but I got to tell you, learning how to hit pitching when you haven't played in 14 years, I just don't know how that was going to happen. I don't know how he hit 250 his second year or whatever he hit.
I had no idea that he started on a 13-game hitting streak. I had no idea that, because looking back, it just seems like it was a complete disaster. But when you look at it, maybe if he jumped in there 10, 15 years earlier, with his devotion to sport, I don't think he would have a problem getting, able to play.
If he'd played a lot sooner, of course. I'm sure he could have. He's a phenomenal athlete. And I think that's kind of what he wanted to do was, hey, I can be what Bo Jackson is, what Deion Sanders is, and he was, I think the challenge of basketball was a little bit lacking at the time, maybe. And he was worn out. But,
well, I don't think he liked that everyone claimed his dad was murdered because of his gambling debts either.
Well, who would like that?
No, I know. That was awful.
That was terrible. And honestly, you know, I guess it probably started somewhere around then where this business of we just can't let anyone just, you know, be great and be, you know, we always have to find some chink in the armor. And I thought that thing was his father's death was just a real beatdown. There was a lot written about, you know, how it must be him, or, you know, he's leaving the NBA because he's going to be suspended for 18 months for gambling.
Is that because the death was so random that people were trying to find a reason behind it?
I don't know. All I know is that it used to be, if you were going to do a story like that, you had to have some basis for it. You had to nail things down with sources, real sources. And it's just gotten so sloppy. Well, and at that time, I thought it was columnists
and sports radio people.
Well, yeah, sports radio certainly opened the door. But even if you write a column where you're saying, you know, it may have had something to do with this, there has to be some basis for that. If you're saying that somebody's shooting a lot because they want to win the scoring title, I mean, that's not the same thing as saying that his gambling obviously had something to do with his father's death.
Yeah.
That's pretty slanderous.
That's the fun of sports radio, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Everyone knew Jordan loved to gamble, and he paid that one guy.
It's the impression that Jordan had so many millions in gambling debts that they said, we're going to kill your father if you don't pay off.
Jordan would not have any debt to anyone. It would make no sense.
He had too much money.
Exactly.
His father's driving a Lexus to his Hilton Head home, by the way, from his other home.
What was his personalized license plate? Do you remember?
Oh.
Something about, I thought, Jordan or Air. Dad, was it like Daddy Air?
Air Dad or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hashtag Girl Dad.
I have to say, as far as Michael Jordan, generally speaking, I know it's not the first time I thought this, that he has really good parents and a really good family, because I always thought, generally speaking, he handled himself pretty damn well.
I really love the fact that his mom, Dolores, calls his father Mr. Jordan. Did you know that?
Yeah.
In the first episode, she's like, well, Mr. Jordan. I'm like, wait, who's Mr. Jordan? Well, who?
You know, from them telling him, hey, Michael, why don't you look at this Nike deal? And he felt like, oh, I'm going to do what my parents want me to. I mean, there's a lot of guys his age who are stars who go, hey, fuck you, mom. You know, I'm not doing that shit. Or whose mom would never even suggest something like that to them. It just seems like he's a pretty respectful guy.
Did you know that Steve Sachs was on that 94
yeah,
Bears?
Yeah, I saw that roster.
I did not know. And Dan Pasqua, the former Yankee catcher, I think.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I don't know why. Bloop. I'm just trying to think, because I thought it was interesting that Terry Francona was his manager.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
But I was just trying to see if there were anybody that actually made it from that team.
So did anybody see the United Airlines story about their packed plane with sitting in the middle seat?
Yeah.
And
well, the guy that posted the picture was appalled by it. I'm like, well, why are you flying?
Because he was a medical professional going home from serving.
Why is United saying that, oh, we can't guarantee that there won't be someone sitting next to you? I thought that we had to socially distance. This is a company that's asking for billions of dollars from our government to bail them out
within
the second day we were shut down. They needed money because they operate on such a tight schedule financially, because they bought back all their stock because they wanted to.
Remember we learned that airlines just have always done and will always do whatever they want.
Pretty much. So, but to tell you that they can't guarantee it, yes, they can. They can take that seat out of the plane, or they can not book that seat. They act like it's impossible to always keep the middle seat empty. It's not possible. Our computers won't allow us to do it. What do you mean? If somebody's in the middle seat, you go, get out of the middle seat. You're not allowed to sit in the middle seat.
If they can sell it, it's going to be there.
But I thought they couldn't sell it.
Did you hear
because
what
our health is so important, and we don't want to kill people.
Did you hear United spokesman what he said?
No, I didn't hear it.
I think he's a doctor, too.
I have to go home. 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 I
have to go home. What an unprofessional spokesperson.
But how dare they tell us that they can't possibly guarantee that the middle seat will be empty? What do you mean? You can't possibly? You mean you don't want to? Yeah. You don't want it to be empty?
And they don't have to. Who's going to make them?
That's what they should say. I guess not. So don't tell us.
Who's going to make us?
Don't tell us that you're going to make it so safe on your airplane, because you're not.
Yeah.
You're telling us that you can't guarantee it because you don't want to guarantee it. And meanwhile, they're asking for billions of dollars, and there's a barber in Owosso who they're issuing citations to and want this guy, shut down because he's cutting hair. And United Airlines, who wants billions of dollars, they can't be told to leave the middle seat open. Mm-hmm. I mean, isn't that a little crazy?
Well, one has a lot of money to have a lobby to get whatever they want. The other is an old man that's a barber. Although the sheriff said he's not gonna do anything to him.
Yeah, well, that's because he's the local guy, and he's going along with how most people feel that this guy's not out to hurt anybody.
What? Why doesn't the FAA have any sort of jurisdiction over what goes on inside of a plane being like that?
International air.
I don't know. I've never understood why the airlines can be such fucking assholes to people. And nobody can make it. It just doesn't matter. You could say a million times, "I'm never flying that airline," and then they'll be the one flight that you have to take, and you'll go, "What am I going to do?"
You don't really have a choice in airlines.
You can never win. You can never win against the airlines.
What's
he doing
up there?
They can say, "You know what? I don't like your T-shirt. Get off the plane," and then they'll put some congressman in your seat. Or this happened to Evan once. He's on a plane with Alyssa and Brooke. They've gone through security. They've gone to the ticket counter. The baby is very apparent. They're not hiding the baby. And all of a sudden, there's some sort of confusion about, somebody's supposed to be on the plane. And where's your child's birth certificate? And I said, they were so stunned because they're in the plane. They got their seatbelt on. Yeah. Their stuff's in the overhead. And they said, where's the child's birth certificate? I don't know.
I gave it to the gate agent. They never gave it back to me. Can you go get it from them? Thanks.
And they took him off the plane.
That's horseshit.
And they put
They
put someone else in their seat, which I said, I see. They wanted to put someone else in the seat. It wasn't that they cared about the birth certificate. They would have done that at the desk. They would have done that long before you're sitting on the plane. They don't go around to everybody with a child and say, where's the kid's birth certificate?
What was the reasoning? What did they need the kid's birth certificate for?
It was bullshit, Mark. They replaced the captain's chair and somebody flushed a diaper down the toilet. When I was on that plane in Las Vegas, on the tarmac for 6 hours.
Yep.
That was a lie. It was a big lie.
It's the captain!
They never brought a new captain's chair into the plane, ever.
Yeah.
I would have seen
it. I remember when I was young, I'd go in an airplane. And I'd walk up, I'd buy a ticket, I'd go on a plane. Nobody thought about bombs and nobody thought about security. You'd walk in, you'd give the ticket to the person at the gate.
They can lie to you. They will lie to you. They don't mind lying to you. It's their nature to lie to you. They're so used to lying to you. I don't even think they think it's a lie.
Their behavior's not going to change because nobody will ever make them change.
Nope. And this whole, when they were keeping people on tarmacs for 3 days.
Maybe we should just nationalize the airlines again. I mean, it's not going to get any worse.
No, it flying probably sucks. Won't. They won't be selling
costing
stock
costing us
back.
A shitload of money. Yeah.
They won't be buying back stock.
Joke.
I know it is just crazy, and this we can't possibly guarantee it. The system won't allow us to.
System?
What?
Fix your system, then.
Yes,
idiot.
You can. You can block off the seat.
Oh,
you can put duct tape over it.
No,
you can do anything.
No,
you can't because you don't want to.
They don't have to.
No.
I think maybe they understand that if you're on a plane anyway, the recirculated air, if there's something in it, it's going to get into you anyway, whether you're in the middle seat next to somebody or not.
All those recirculated farts.
Fruitless.
Everyone's letting out on the plane. Speaking of flying, did you see the story about Meghan Markle and Harry?
No. Is there some reason to hate her more?
Oh, yeah, and a new person to hate. Do you know
great.
Do you know where they're living right now?
They're
living
house,
in
right?
The mansion in Los Angeles, the $18 million mansion.
Tyler Perry's Beverly Hills estate, which, why? Why do they? That's so normal of them, by the way. I hope they're paying normal rent for them.
Tyler Perry's got a lot of money. In fact, Kenneth Copeland's one of his good buddies.
Tyler's one of the greatest guys.
So Tyler Perry has a $150 million jet, and it took Meghan and Harry to Los Angeles, back and forth from Vancouver this past weekend. The hush-hush operation allowed the security-obsessed royals to leave their temporary home in Vancouver Island and avoid any wait at customs once they got into California. Because they're just
he
normal
made that airplane so cheap for me, I couldn't help but buy it.
Because they're just normal people now.
Why are all these celebrities kissing their ass?
What does Tyler Perry have to gain from that?
I don't understand. Oprah, Tyler Perry, the Clooneys. What the fuck? These people are zeros.
So now they're renting a 25,000 square foot house. How normal.
Well, they have a staff of 26 people. for their one child.
It's just laughable. They're not royals anymore. They're nothing.
No, they're nothing. She sat on an abnormally pink wiener, and all of a sudden, countries have to pay for her security.
Don't you want, like, Tyler Perry to let someone else stay there, too, that would totally clash with them? Like Thomas Markle?
That'd be great. I would love that.
Like, no, hey, Thomas, I got this great pad. 20,000 square feet. You guys won't even see each other. And they just show up.
They see this scruffy old guy coming out of the garage apartment. It's Thomas Markle walking his dog. Oh, that'd be awesome.
Tyler Perry's just trying to reunite them.
So I got, is there somebody else I can hate? Oh, Tyler Perry, am I supposed to hate?
I can't hate him.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah,
but I wish he wasn't sucked in by these dopes. So, you know, I talked a lot about the refunds. And, you know, it's interesting. I haven't heard anything, not the remotest possibility that baseball will be played in Comerica Park this year with fans. And yet, it took all this time to say I wanted a refund. And then now it takes time to get the refund, but it's only for the first 2 months because obviously the Ilitches need my money more than I do. They need to hang on to it.
Sure.
Because they earn money
they
on my money and their money and this guy's money.
The season. Yeah.
So anyway, someone sent me this about a Pistons package, I guess. And they said, it doesn't look like this season is going to be finished. So what do you select? The money go into something for next season?
Yeah.
Or a refund?
Just get it back, yeah.
So then they said he selected a refund. So they said a Piston rep will be in touch with you to verify your selection. What? Wait, you're so stupid that they need to verify that you meant to say you wanted a refund? Or do they want to make one last pitch
to
you?
They're going to try and talk you out of it, yeah.
Right. It's like when I had the hotel room I'd gotten months in advance, and the White Sox made the World Series, and so they wanted to sell my room. And so they said, we wanted to verify your reservation. And so I called the number back and left a message, and they left me a message back and said, you can't just leave a message.
Oh my
you
God.
Have to
well,
talk to
you
someone.
You can't just leave a message.
It's like, you fucking assholes. So so anyway, he says, what am I, stupid? She'll be in touch with me to take one more crack at talking me to leaving my money with them. Oh, and it takes 30 days to get it.
Why?
Because they don't want to send it to you for 30 days. They can hold on to it another 30 because they need your money more than you need your money.
Well, how come we don't get 30 days to pay them if you wanted to pay them for tickets?
Because it's a one-way street. How far in are we?
Once again, oh, my God, we're way far in.
We are?
I got breaking news.
We're like two and three quarters. Yeah.
Oh boy. I know we already discussed it. I hate to go back to Meghan Markle and Prince Harry.
They're dead.
They're not dead. No. Even worse.
Oh,
Meghan Markle
pregnant.
And Prince Harry's Megxit is set to be dramatized in a new Lifetime movie.
Oh, that could be hilarious though.
So they're getting all these money movies basically.
Are they getting money out of it?
Oh, I'm sure. Absolutely. They're going to get paid for their writing.
She's writing a book, by the way. She has a huge
book. Is it a children's book?
It's a multi-book thing, I think. It's not just one book.
Oh, those are going to suck.
I know. Who would buy them? That's what I can't figure out.
That book she read for whatever their kid's name is.
Archie. Yeah, when he was trying to escape.
Do you know
he was
where,
trying to be free.
Do you know where they got that book?
Is it her book?
It's a gift from Oprah.
Oh,
fuck.
So yeah, it's no accident. That's why when the kid was like, oh, I hate that book. Read this one. She's like, no.
Thank God.
Reading Oprah's book.
Thank God Oprah got Meghan Markle's help on her mental health series. because Oprah was talking to her and she said, what are your passions, Meghan? And she said, I'm like, well, I want to help you with mental health. And I'm saying, oh, my God, I'm doing a thing on mental health.
I also love pushing Harry around, making him do whatever I want. Not talking to my father. It's another passion.
Yeah, she's destroying my fucking mental health, but she's a mental health advocate.
I'm really into pissing off countries. I've already pissed off the UK
and Canada.
Yeah. I'm working on the United States now.
It's disappointing that Stan wasn't more up on that.
Stan's a very calm person. He's
likes to watch his
flow.
Ball games.
Yeah, he's go with the flow. As long as Karen's at another level watching her
in
team.
WWF.
He's a great dude, man.
Hey, why don't you like us on Facebook? We've been in the 25,000 zone in Facebook for so long. Can't you? I mean, like if you're on watching Facebook videos, which we got, I think, 7,800 the other day. We had 10,000 ones. Some of you haven't liked us. It'd be nice if you liked the page. I mean, don't feel like you have to. You can also rate us on the page. You can give us a nice rating on iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify. Anywhere you can rate us. Please rate us. It's very nice. And let's see. What's going on tomorrow? Probably the same thing as today.
New ML will be Ulrich. Yeah, it'll be streaming on Facebook Live on his fan page around noon. I'm dying to talk to him about something. That Brandon, you said it came across the boner line.
Yes, it's very interesting.
He won't hear this by then. He was apparently involved in a documentary on Eminem.
Yeah.
And he looks like he's 12 years old.
I know, it's really, he was 12 years old.
Mike
has to be. He can't be more than 12 in that picture.
Yeah, I just want to know the background of that. It's really funny.
There's also a new No Filter Sports. They had Bill Spaceman Lee.
Oh, he's a great guest.
He's always hilarious.
And I want to mention that somebody had sent me an email about getting some Death Wish coffee for first responders.
Oh, cool.
And I wrote them, and they said, absolutely, we've done this for first responders and that. We want to do more. So, he hooked up with the guy, and they're doing something. I don't know what. We'll find out soon. But that was pretty cool.
That's great.
So, yeah, keep using that promo code, Drew15, Death Wish Coffee, deathwishcoffee.com/Drew?
No, if to sign up for the giveaway, but then when you check out, use Drew15 at checkout.
Ah, yes.
15% off.
To shop online, it's deathwishcoffee.com/Drew. Yeah, use Drew15 to save 15%. And we certainly appreciate them getting involved in a local charity, so there. And we'll see you tomorrow. The music.
Bye, everybody in the whole world. Stay safe. Make sure you don't get coronavirus. Bye.